What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
I'm Smoochie with red wine.
Okay. I'm Ray.
And I'm Emilio. I'm also wondering if you switched the what we're casting over, Bobby, because I was playing Dead Cells earlier today.
I should probably switch that.
I'm dead inside or something?
Yeah. By the way, I got us a sub. I got us 100 biddies. Doing work. Doing work.
Who was that sub, by the way?
The sub was Zerks? Something like that?
Zerks 13.
Yeah.
Zerks 13. Thanks. All right.
Yeah. 2 months in a row. Chi, you want to talk about the Twitch con?
Oh, we also got another sub.
All right. Big news, guys. First and foremost, I want to update everybody with the TwitchCon house. We still don't have the house, but we have so much people. Basically,
it's because the numbers are fluctuating. It's hard to lock something down.
The situation that we're in is so many people want to come into the house and live like a king.
Apparently, everyone wants to sleep with Chi.
No, far from true. Everybody wants their own room to be alone.
Not really, by the way.
Not really. The moment she leaves the channel, then someone goes like, dude.
Yeah, right.
It gets really dirty.
That's horrible.
So dirty.
That's horrible.
They want some chicharrón.
Chicharrones. Some china cochina. No, anyways, back to the TwitchCon house update. So as you know, we are doing a TwitchCon meet and greet. If you are going to TwitchCon or even interested in just coming out and hanging with us, we're all going to be under one household. Ray and I will be staying at the TwitchCon house. Bobby and Emilio will not be sleeping at the TwitchCon house.
I don't think Bobby's even going to show up once. Or go to TwitchCon.
He's going to drive by. Yeah. Wave. Meep, meep. What's up, everyone?
In his new electric car. Meep, meep.
He'll Skype us from the TwitchCon house. No, but anyways, and I've been looking diligently at different locations. We've come across the situation where it's either a place that's going to be amenity filled or a smaller place that's going to be in a better location. So it's either we're going to sacrifice our comforts. I think the way I said it was, hey guys, there's too many people that want their own room. We're going to have you guys get your own place or battle royale this. And the inner circle is like the
battle
king.
Royale. Oh my God.
King bedroom.
And that's whoever wins gets their own room. Everyone else has to bunk. Done.
It should just be a battle royale house.
Done.
Like we're going to have all these like, freaking
winner gets his own room and his money back.
Like ninja warrior
boom
obstacles to make it to the final room or the inner circle. But no, outside of that, we should be narrowing on to something very soon. I know TwitchCon is 5 months. Yeah.
Week or two.
TwitchCon is 5 months away, but hopefully we can get locked in.
The donation.
Already hotel rooms are $400
a night.
In downtown.
And that just started this weekend. Like when we spoke,
They got the DL gave me bump, dude.
Yeah.
People were like,
They're like, oh shit, they're bringing everyone over here.
Yeah.
So
Paris Hilton.
Thanks
was
a
like,
lot, guys.
Dad, we got to move on this now.
Yeah. So, as you know, we may be charging people a certain amount if they want their own space. But outside of that, it's pretty much open doors for anyone that wants to say hello. And of course, we are looking for donations. So if you would kindly, there is a actual channel on our Discord. It'll give you all the links and you could always donate via PayPal. Twitch alerts. What is it called?
Yeah, something.
Oh, just donate on our Twitch.
Yeah, just donate on Twitch. Yeah, we've got a bar up. We're trying to raise a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to fill that bar.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I imagine we'll be live streaming most of the time there, right?
We are. Big news on that one. We actually have a camera crew for that weekend. So fuck yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna. So
thanks, Holcomb.
Well, more to come, but there's going to be new content coming up. Some of it's going to be YouTube, and so we're going to actually film a lot of the stuff that's going to happen in the house and at TwitchCon, so it'll be really cool.
Cool. Bobby, right. What's the Diplo Gaming?
I have 5 months to build my butt for camera.
Is that where the camera's going to be?
Oh, yeah. Me too, guys. Oh, yeah, the whole time. I hired a dude just to follow Chi's butt.
Right, you don't have a butt.
That's what I said. I'm going to work on my butt, too.
Right.
We'll work on our butts together.
Today in the kitchen, I saw your lack of butt. And I was like, Ray
doesn't
have a butt.
I have no butt. It's like, I actually need to wear a belt because if not, my pants fall.
Dang.
Because my butt does not hold them up.
All Damn. Got no butt.
Yeah.
Damn.
Whoa.
I think I saw King of the Hill.
I know, right?
Like that. Jeez. All right. Yeah, before I talk about the Diplo Gaming Easter event,
have you seen my dick, though?
Shout out to Castigator, who also subbed. Twitch and Holcomb 73. Thank you for those subscriptions.
It's actually Castigador.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Spanish.
Yeah, I can't.
Castigator.
Wait, Castigator. The biggest news.
Bobby, there's a four in there. What?
Sorry, the biggest news. We're officially on Spotify, guys.
Oh, yeah. Did anyone check and make sure that worked?
I did.
I mean, everybody anybody listening here probably doesn't care, but for future, it'll help us get more listeners, so that's always good.
Cool.
It used to be behind a paywall, Bobby, and now it isn't.
There used to be some weird restriction where you had to be on like LiveSync or something.
Yeah.
But then I checked it out recently. Emilio mentioned it, and it was a lot easier, and I was able to just sign up. I had to adjust a few things, but pretty easy. So yeah, now we're on Spotify, which is great.
Is it all the episodes?
It's our RSS feed, so yeah.
All the episodes.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, not the secret episodes.
We got some B-sides. The unreleased tracks. Hey, first donation coming in. Thank you, Rhythmaxed, coming in with $10.
Thanks, nice. Dude.
Thank you, Chris.
Did I mispronounce that? I'm just going to leave the names to you guys.
So Rhythmaxed is actually a local in San Diego. He won't be needing to stay at the TwitchCon house like you gentlemen, but he will be dropping by and saying hello, hopefully. So thank you so much, Chris, for that donation. The very first. Whoop, whoop.
Nice. All right. So the Diplo Gaming Easter event, so that is something that... Diplo, the gaming community, is doing, and it looks like they are hosting some games and they're inviting people to play along with them, and they've got the calendar up in our Discord. You can check it out there, all the different games that they will be playing. This is going on from April 12th to the 22nd, so it's already happening right now.
Where can you find it on our Discord?
I think it's under Welcome. Yeah, if you go to Welcome, that's like all the big announcements. That's a link to our Twitch channel. So a few games they got: Warframe, which I know a lot of them play over there, Company of Heroes, Warcraft 3, which a lot of those guys play as well. A lot of Warcraft 3 players.
Yeah, Sniper was telling me about hosting, not hosting, but like doing one of the games. I forgot which one.
They play a lot of modded maps. Like he showed me this one that was incredible, where they basically modded like Super Mario Party into Warcraft 3. Damn. So you move around on different spots. It's insane what you can do in that game.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people I used to play HOTS with on that server, they're now playing WoW. Like, they're just a step behind me, man. We just didn't sync up. Could have been playing WoW with those guys. Mm. But yeah, check that out. Diplo.gg. You can get to their website, or you can just check our Discord.
Cool. Bobby, I've seen two things for the radar. Well, we're sitting here. One was, if you click back once, onward. Yep.
Outward.
Yeah. Because I was looking up couch co-ops while we're on the radar now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And this one popped up, but it looked weird because it is third person. So how do you do that? Do you get a split screen? I guess so.
Yeah. I just split right there right in front of you. The moment you said it, it's split. And right there, one of the images is on one on top of the other.
I feel like we talked about this game or something super
similar. We did. We talked about this recently. Game.
So this is the one that's like Skyrim.
Yeah.
Well, we think it's like Skyrim.
Yeah.
It's an RPG, but it's co-op. It's built for co-op.
Yeah. Split screen.
Yeah. Okay. And I just saw someone on Discord playing it today.
Oh, cool. And then the other one is Tabs.
Oh, yeah, the tactical, totally accurate battle simulator.
That looks so much fun, man. I see all these videos. They're hilarious.
Well,
so
this looks like UEBS. You remember that?
Yeah, I really like that game. Yeah. And I like all the... this looks more...
The graphics are
like
different.
A simulation.
It's more polygonal.
Oh, dude, this looks
Didn't
so
these same guys make a PUBG?
Yes, totally accurate battle royale.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was hilarious to play. The servers, I started it up super early, so the servers weren't functioning as well as they should have. But it's hilarious. If you want to be a hot dog man, and it's all ragdoll effects, really good physics, and a lot of fun, quirky stuff, that was the battle royale. The simulator looks really good, too.
That looks like what this is. It's a physics. I don't think you'll be playing as any of these guys, but you can see crazy.
Yeah, you set it up and you watch the pieces.
Yeah,
which is great. UEBS. What was that? Ultimate.
They probably got it recommended. Yeah, here it is. Ultimate Epic Battle Simulator.
Yeah, yeah. I really like this. You can download tons of mods. You can do Space Knights, which are
they did like Jedi's, right?
I think I saw
that. Jedi. Stormtroopers.
What I didn't like was I didn't like the it didn't make sense. Like 100,000 chickens could take down a T-Rex. I don't think that could ever happen. Like not even close.
100,000?
Yeah.
Well, when you get pecked really hard, it's.
I guess if they were really pissed at it and they were flying up at his eyes, maybe.
How does that run?
Like, I just can't. Parody runs. And you know what? The game doesn't give a fuck what your system is. You can put 300,000 whatever versus 300, and you'll get one frame.
And it'll crash? Will it crash it?
It won't crash it. It'll just go one frame per minute. It'll work, though. Yeah. I love this, dude. I've spent a disgusting amount of time.
You have it?
I'm sure.
We need to set up the family share, dude.
Do you think if we put...
We talk about every episode.
Yeah.
Do you think if we put the Game of Thrones scenario... And UEBS, who would win?
I guarantee that there's...
Dothraki?
They're already in there.
They're already in there.
I guarantee it.
Because there's mod support for it. Probably.
Yeah, it's like probably in there.
Yeah.
Ton of mod support. Wow. Duels in this game is just hilarious.
Hilarious, though.
Yeah. No, this is so funny. The ragdoll effects are insane, and there's a lot of weapons in the crotch, hands in the crotch type of scenarios.
Now that we're talking about it, Ray, you paid Gangbeast for the first time, right?
Who?
Gangbeast.
The fuck is that?
Were you not here? Yeah, me, you, and Sam played it. Right? It was
you. The ragdoll effect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we did. Wanna dude, I was drunk. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, how much fucking fun is that
game? Dude, that was so much fun. That was a lot of fun.
Almost every time I play that game, I cry laughing once. Like, I can't handle it.
Yeah, because something always happens.
Something just super ridiculous.
It's just so stupid.
At the last
That's
TwitchCon.
That's just a fun game to watch.
It was fun.
At the last TwitchCon, I got to see Snoop Dogg, if you remember, play that game.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, nice.
And Snoop Dogg was a little pussy. He just sat in the corner and watched everybody else duke it out. It was a good strategy.
Sounds like the stoner strategy.
It was awesome. I was Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ray was Donald Trump.
He was that guy.
Yeah. I imagine they keep adding levels, too.
Like they do.
I was trying to build a wall around Emilio.
I haven't seen that one. That looks cool. Oh, that's a new. Yeah, you can play football.
Oh, we should play that afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh man, that game just keeps on giving. All right, so we got some other games. Big announcements this week. So Disney had this whole press conference thing where they announced a bunch of stuff, right? And aside from Disney Plus, all the Netflix service that they're doing.
When's that coming out, Bobby? Do you know?
I think all this stuff's coming out in November.
Yeah, it was November or December.
Yeah,
end of the year.
Bob Iger leaving Disney. That's crazy. Dang. But among this were some big announcements for some Star Wars games. First one, we'll start with the small one first. Vader Immortal, Episode 1. This is going to be a 3-part series.
Yeah,
this
looks
is a
so
VR
cool.
game. It's a VR game that looks like they spent a lot of time with it. Like they actually put some effort into it. Like this could be sizable. Most VR games are very, very short. But yeah, it looks great.
Asian girls.
What a cool little way they did that, where you put on the goggles, then you go hyperspace.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a lightsaber game already, right? And I think they have some other Star Wars game too. And people complained it was kind of short.
I'm assuming this is going to be a lightsaber.
Yeah, they had like a tech demo where like the Millennium Falcon comes down and they shoot at you and you have a lightsaber and you just deflect like stormtrooper shots. That was pretty much
there's absolutely going to be lightsaber battles in this, but I imagine there's going to be some puzzle elements to it. Most VR games are, but this is only episode one, too, out of a 3-part series. Yeah. So it
looks like is it an Oculus exclusive? Because it looks like the website just shows Oculus. It's from the Oculus website, so yeah. It might be an Oculus exclusive.
I don't know.
I could have sworn that they stopped doing that exclusives. Yeah, I think they almost came to
with
like
VR. They came to an agreement
it's not very common anymore. Because
they both started doing it at the beginning, and they were like, "This is kind of shit." Oh, everybody was shitting on it, and then they were like, "Okay, we're going to stop." They both said they were going to stop. So, but I don't know.
This looks so cool. Actually, in Disneyland, they have that VR experience. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, my brother told me about
it. They also have it in like Vegas. And it's kind of like, but that one's about, what was that movie? The Rogue One movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, it was really cool because you actually wear a vest and the Oculus.
Yeah.
And,
cool suit.
And you walk around through the whole thing. It was the best thing ever, man. It was so cool. So this would be just awesome. You're pretty much taking it home.
It looks like you're... I thought you were going to be playing as Vader, but you're playing as a droid, it looks like, right?
Is it a droid?
Mm, are no. we going to have VR at TwitchCon House?
By then
we would.
Yeah.
By I then hope we would. So.
As long as the Steam yeah. comes out.
Are we overpromising?
Yeah, as long as the Steam one comes out.
Yeah. Well, didn't somebody look at... Like, somebody dug into, like, the HTML or the website or something, and they found a release date for May or something. I heard something like that.
As long
that.
As it works out.
Yeah, so Steam one's sure. in May?
Yeah. And if
it's good. I did see that article. I did.
So Steam VR is a Taurus.
It's yeah. just, dude. If,
don't
if,
listen to me.
If Steam VR is just the Vive, but just a little bit better, I'm down. I'm 100% down. Just the, well, then the Vive Pro.
I gotta imagine.
So because I want that resolution.
Steam's That's, not unfallible though. Their controller, although it had the right ideas, didn't. It just didn't yeah. work.
And not having light boxes seems like a huge advantage.
And that's
the new Oculus does that too.
What right? are Steam? What are Valve's fails? There's the card game,
losing Artifact, a bunch of games.
Artifact. There's the controller, and mm-hmm. besides those two, Blue Shift was pretty shitty.
The Steam controller, the Steam Link.
No, Steam Link did well.
No, Steam Link. Yeah, I still have it. I never use it.
Yeah, no, nobody did. They stopped making it.
When they're selling it out for free, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I got one for like $5.
Yeah, they had that deal for $5. So the big news here, this has got me so excited. Jedi Fallen Order was also announced at this event. So this is the Star Wars game. It's coming out from Respawn, the developers that made the Titanfall games and Apex Legends. It's going to be a $60 game, single player, no multiplayer, no microtransactions, just a straight up single player experience here. Third person, not first person.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, it's Brian.
Oh, can you not, like that's, it's hard to, when you say that, like the fact that you sell a game by saying, hey, this game, by the way, has no microtransactions. You're going to love it. Yeah, and like yeah. that, I mean, that shouldn't be the appeal to games like this anymore.
Plus the writer, yeah. isn't the writer from Knights of the Republic? So
but it's like,
so they hired him.
So it's coming from EA and all of the shit that's flying EA's way mm-hmm. is exactly that. It's all about microtransaction. It's all about multiplayer. It's all about like you, why can't you guys get to make a regular game?
Yeah,
and so this is their answer to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, like the reason this one, the story has to be great, was because when Battlefront 2 came out, the main reason why the story mode was not good was because fucking the movie was coming out and they could not they couldn't spoil anything, so they had to change the story completely, almost, and like give it that little like
this.
Yeah. So like, because the story was going to be really crazy. They were actually going to show the origins about like a bunch of the stuff that happens in the first and the well the ninth episode.
So it would have fucked up Rogue One.
No, not Rogue One. Episode 9.
Oh, episode 9.
I call bullshit though because
no.
Star Wars is such a huge and vast Disney, universe. You can
Disney twist told
and
them
turn your way around it.
No, because it was the connection between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens.
Disney's so they was so, to clean so all yeah. Up,
so it was
GG.
Supposed to bridge it, and then Disney saw the original script, and they were like, "Oh fuck no, that's not happening. That's not going to go down that way because you're going to spoil shit. You can't show how this stuff happened." So then they had to change it, and then they made it the little like cookie cutter fucking
somebody was telling me yesterday they'd never seen a Star Wars film.
Hey, if Game of Thrones could do it, yeah. Star Wars could fucking do it.
Do what?
I don't know, but that's different. That's just him being a lazy ass, you know, Martin just being lazy and being like, fuck it, you guys finish it for me and then I'll write a book later.
Who wrote it? So the HBO writers wrote it.
Yeah, they wrote it together with him. So all his notes.
Yeah,
it's just like, but so the story for this one, it bridges fucking episode 3 and 4. So, you know, they can do whatever they want. They have the writer from Old Republic. So that guy's like an expert. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be awesome.
Wait, it bridges Return of the Jedi. It comes out. Yeah. Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause the idea here is after Order 66 happens, like the one that they give to kill all the Jedi, mm-hmm. This guy survives and he's a Padawan and, he's just trying to, I guess, make his way in the world and escape the Empire there, getting terminated.
Yeah.
So most video games like fit in between a lot of the movies like that. They did say that it's not going to be a stealth game. It's not a first person perspective game. It's going to be third person.
So they're trying to go like Jedi Order type stuff, right?
It reminds me a lot of Force Unleashed. Was that the last time we had a real standalone, just single player Star Wars game?
I don't even know what the perspective was for that. Was it third person?
Yeah.
It was?
No, I don't even think you could change to first person. Yeah, I think it was just straight up third person in Force Unleashed 1 and 2.
But the mechanically, there's no way this thing's going to be bad. They know how to make video games. There's no, it's not going to be clunky or anything like that. The only way they can drop the ball would be if the story really sucks.
Or if the gameplay is just
honestly
really boring.
I'm more concerned about the actual playability, the gameplay, like you said, the action scenes, the combat. Yeah,
it's got to be fun.
Because Force Unleashed, I mean, the first one was really good, but the Force powers was a little bit off, I felt. In the second one, they got that part right, but then they fucked up other parts of it. So, I don't know. I feel like if you combine certain elements of those two games, you would have had a great, fantastic game, and I'm hoping that's what this is. Either way, I'm going to definitely get this, definitely play it, and definitely enjoy it. I mean, no matter how bad it is, this is exactly what I've been asking for.
I want to bring it up right now because there's a listener question later on for this, and it was saying, like, can they make money? Go ahead and find it, Bobby. It's something about, like, how important this game is. There it is.
Yeah.
Epic Tryhard Face, go ahead and read it.
Okay, so Epic Tryhard Face asks, EA is adamant they're going with a single-player narrative with Jedi Fallen Order. No loot boxes or microtransactions, so will this game sell enough to meet their lofty financial goals, and does the future of this game or this type of game hinge on this title? Number one, it won't reach the goals. They never do. Though, yeah, like with Battlefield 5, they were like, we only sold 7 million and we wanted to sell 8 million. So there was that story about them not reaching their goals. Those were about the numbers. So I doubt they'll reach their goals. This is not part of Origin Access, by the way. This is just going to be...
What?
If there's no Battle Royale Star Wars, they're not going to reach their goals. That's basically it.
No.
It's like day and age.
You don't know that because Spider-Man killed it.
Oh, Spider-Man was really good, yeah.
Spider-Man killed it. Single-player game.
Okay.
The movie killed it, too.
And it was, you know, they have DLC.
And here, I'm talking about the exceptions.
They can still sell DLC.
But it does, yeah, that's true. It does exist. So we're going to go with Wolfenstein 1, 2, the DLC.
Red Dead killed it.
We're talking about PC.
But Wolfenstein 2 didn't sell very well.
Red Dead.
I mean, that's what it said. But for that type of game, I think the type of numbers you expect are different.
Yeah, profitable.
Yeah, I'm sure they made it. I mean, they're making another one. They're making more of them. Yeah. So.
What is the other one?
Yeah, Doom.
Doom was a huge success.
Yeah,
it can be done, but it has to be an exceptional game.
Yeah, and a lot of people are just going to buy this because it's Star Wars and because they've been upset with Battlefront and the single player.
It's going to sell, dude, just by saying we don't have microtransactions. Gamers will be like, fuck it, dude, we're going to buy it.
You know what I'm hearing? It's going to sell just because of Star Wars. It's going to sell because there's no microtransactions.
It's going to sell.
What's the actual appeal behind the gameplay and storyline? Like, where are they selling me on that? Like on the actual
just
game
Star
itself.
Wars. It's a Star Wars game. What else do you need, G? Like,
I need Couture 3. That's what I need.
That's all you need.
That's all I need. That's all
Slap Star Wars in the title and everyone will buy it and then they'll find out it sucks. Fuck it. We'll move on.
Yeah. And with a game like this, it's a lot easier to move on. People are okay with that. They're okay with playing it and then moving on. You know, it's not concerned with, you know, like Apex Legends. Their big concern now is like, are we losing players? Are we retaining players? You know, that's like a big issue with those types of games.
Yeah, exactly. And then Morcornius brings up a big point, like, and are there boobs in the game? Because that would be a big
probably
selling point.
Not.
So, okay, never mind. The game is not going to sell.
The most boobs there's ever been is Carrie Fisher when she was in that
in the slave.
That's the closest I think we've ever been.
Yeah, I mean, the Twi'leks don't wear.
Dude, have
much.
You seen the pictures? Like the they had like photo shoots when she's
of her,
like in the whole slaves. Dude, she's hot, like banging.
Well, in that bikini,
in the whole little.
She was in very good shape,
dude. She was banging, dude. She looked great. I don't know,
but I don't think she's a hot chick,
dude. Just give me a second.
You know, she was sleeping with Dan Aykroyd during that time, I heard. Anyway, yeah, Warconians, I'm pretty sure this is not going to be on Origin Access. I looked and could not find any evidence that this would be on Origin Access. And on EA Store, they say, like, if you look at all their games, they say, like, on Origin Access. And if they aren't, then they have a price tag on it. And this one has a price on it for $60 or $70 for the deluxe version.
So I don't blame
them. Pretty sure.
If there's no microtransactions, no loot boxes, then I don't blame them, because that's the only way
they're going to make money. In time, this will probably
it'll probably go on there after six months, a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not on Epic, though. that's something new this day and age.
Yeah.
Not an Epic Store exclusive. So, yeah, lots of Star Wars news. Super excited about that. A few other games on the radar here. One that caught my eye that kept showing up on Steam was Pathway. This is an RPG game set in 1931, and it just, I don't know, it just looked interesting. It looked kind of like pixel art and almost
you get to really learn what it's like to live in 1931. There's like, no action or combat. Well, no,
it seemed like Indiana Jones to me. It looked very Indiana Jones.
Ooh, I like the pixel art.
Yeah, it looks good, and the combat and like the items all look pretty complex. However, I'm reading reviews and they're saying the opposite. It's a turn-based combat, which I haven't really played a lot of turn-based that are recent. You know, that can't be right. That's not right.
That's her.
That's Photoshopped.
That's from the shoot. And it's actually all the pictures.
Who is that?
Carrie Fisher.
Look at that. No way.
Just squeezing them together right there.
With blonde hair?
That was she had a shoot on the beach wearing the slave Leia.
Wow,
Bobby thinks it's fake. I kind of
no, I just think it's
no, no. It's and then
gotcha.
And then yeah, they see it was the whole funny thing. Like even Chewbacca's there and everything. Gotcha. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Damn. Pathway. So I don't know, $15.99 for this game. Probably a little steep to buy just yet.
I think it was coming up on Couch Co-op. Or maybe not. It's mixed reviews, Bobby.
Yeah, and the reviews basically say what I just said, that the turn-based combat isn't that complex. But I feel like that's all turn-based combat. Or maybe I just haven't played one of those games recently enough. I think of Final Fantasy III, and you could basically just hold down a button and walk away from the screen. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you just get through each sort of combat or each battle with no problem. So I don't know. It does look cool, but I don't think I'd spend $16 for it because it's probably a pretty long game and I wouldn't really get that far in it.
16?
Yeah. $15.99.
Especially with the reviews being like that.
They're mixed. But, whenever it's an RPG, whenever it's something like that, people get...
There's a lot of expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone describes it here. The idea of doing an adventure serial, Indiana Jones-like, FTL-like, is a good concept. And I'm glad someone made an attempt at it. So... Yeah, I don't know. Something that caught my eye. Another game that caught my attention was Conan Unconquered. This is an RTS game. And another game or genre that I feel like I haven't really played recently. Like, I haven't played a new RTS in a long time.
Yeah, is it from the same creators as Conan Exiles?
I don't think so.
No, I don't know.
Maybe.
Are they just using the Conan name?
I don't know. The font looks the same, too.
Yeah. Well, it's the Conan
font. Well, it's the Conan
name.
No, so these guys made...
Every Star Wars movie and game has...
They made Star Wars Empire at War. That's
fuck
like
you, Ray!
Must be the same developer, because they always use the same font for all Star Wars titles.
But let's see. So this is $30, comes out May 30th. The graphics look pretty decent.
Yeah, pretty good.
They look very Age of Empires, Age of Mythology, but a little polished up.
And what I do like is the units are larger than life, and so you can really see what the animations are doing. As opposed to, like, I feel like a lot of these games try to make the units...
Very tiny, yeah.
Yeah, the size of they would be against these... I kind of like that they're enlarged for this one.
Yeah, When it comes to Conan, everything's enlarged.
Hey.
Low. As like,
oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Fucking giant walked in.
The giant walks in the door.
We're on top of things. Like, we're talking about things before they come on screen.
No, seriously. When I see Conan Unconquered, just the font, and so recently after the Exiles release, all I'm thinking is Twitch ban number 2 coming in. You know, but it's an RTS. It's been a long time since I've played an RTS. I wouldn't buy myself this game, but I would still sample it.
So you were not able to play Conan Exiles on Twitch? It got banned? Is that what it was?
No.
You were on the wrong channel, weren't you? Like you were
I was hanging
out or talking or whatever channel.
I was basically...
You took off your pants and you just penis flopping everywhere.
Yeah, eating watermelon. So I switched over to social eating. Well, a big BBC was in my face, and that was not okay with Twitch. So I got a 48-hour ban. Go figure.
I mean, you deserved it.
Yeah.
I was here for watermelon, and I got a big-ass dick.
Wait, BBC and watermelon don't go together? What are you talking about?
Oh, boy. Okay, so they... Here it says, from Star Wars Empire at War and Command and Conquer Veterans, at Petroglyph comes the first ever strategy game set in the barbaric world of Conan the Barbarian. So,
I'm sorry, I'm kind of Christian.
My God.
She just got out, scared please. Right now.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. So I'm actually excited about this game. Like, I might spend $30 on it because I really feel like playing an RTS. And
you're gonna spend money on a game.
So I know, right? The guy from PC Gamer said it was good, but a little derivative. And I'm totally okay with that. I'm totally okay with playing like Age of Empires, but with better graphics and a Conan theme. Like I'm ready for that.
I have a question, Bobby.
Yeah.
Conan or Conan?
How much money have you been like since you've been in your gaming funk? How much money have you noticed that you've been saving money?
No.
More than usual?
Well, you got to remember that I had almost $1,000 in Steam money for like a year and a half.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'm down to $5.
But you were also dumping tons of money into HOTS, at least at the beginning to the mid.
Yeah, not so much at the end.
Not yet.
Yeah. No, okay. I haven't really
What's
noticed.
A ton of money? Money. Money.
We don't want like to talk about that.
I want to know what's like, a ton of money.
League of Legends amount of money. Well, maybe not that much. You can spend a lot in League. Oh my God, you can spend so much money in League of Legends.
I don't think I ever go past $40-$50 in each game. Whenever it's like a free to play or anything. Cosmetics or anything.
I don't know.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm way past that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, when you play a game straight for 5 years. Yeah.
What? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I thought it was just that. $3? What?
All right. So one more game here. I'm glad Chi is back for this. World War Z.
Yes.
Coming up.
What is going on? How is this off my radar? Or did we cover it and I don't know about this?
I did for a second.
Did you guys? Okay, when did you guys cover this? Because this game's amazing. I already pre-ordered it.
Bobby, you were not born in 1922. You were not.
I just scrolled down and I clicked the first thing I saw on the image check. So this game, is it going to be on Steam? Because it doesn't have a Steam page yet.
No, it is not on Steam. It's Epic Launcher.
Oh, it's on Epic.
Yeah, I got
fantastic.
It's the first game I bought for Epic Launcher. Yep.
Wait, you pre-bought it?
Yeah, they gave you a fucking DLC for it. I was like, fuck it.
Does this mean I have to ask for my account back from whichever hacker
took
my account?
Yeah, because if not, you won't be able to play.
Well, good graphics.
The graphics look really good. It looks like it starts off just really chill and basic, walking through, hack and slash, shooting.
Yeah.
And then shit happens and you get thousands of zombies rushing through one wall or climbing. Watch. They show mechanics of where the zombies start climbing up a wall and they start climbing on top of each other.
Yeah, like in the movie.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Like ants.
You can kill each one there. Look at that.
Dang.
Oh, dude, this looks
so there's
awesome.
Different classes in this as well. That's going to be a big
Yeah, there's different classes. There's four different classes.
Do we know about them?
Only
Have you read
four?
Them?
Yeah, they're in there. They're in the thing. I don't know on top of my head.
Were they highlighting them there? The Exterminator?
Yeah,
the
Exterminator. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to hear what they each do. I'm already kind of sold on this.
Which class is the one with the genetic advantage?
Can you find the classes, Bobby?
Gunslinger.
Gunslinger.
Yeah, he has more ammo than anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks
how
like
about
he's
the
got
immune class, LMG. The one that just stands in the middle of all of it and doesn't get attacked at all?
That would not exist.
In World War Z, that exists in that story.
Who was it?
I don't remember, but right, I remember from the movie.
Yeah, there was a, if yeah. you're sick oh, or something, yeah. they don't attack you.
Yeah. yeah.
If you're already like, if you have cancer, if you're already dying.
Yeah. If you have zombie
yeah.
cancer.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that. Look how they climb on top of each other.
Damn.
That's pretty cool. It looks like the movie.
Damn.
It is like the movie. It reminds me
what'd you pay
a lot
this?
Like Dead Rising.
Here's the best part. It's $35.
Yeah.
That's oh, really? Bad.
It's not a $60 game, man. Pre-order it now.
Okay, six classes.
Six classes, yeah.
All right, let's see what we got.
Yeah, yeah
let's see
what we got.
This is what I like to see on the radar. Everybody's excited. Except for Chi, because it's
Slasher, Hellraiser.
My expectations are low. I mean,
Gunslinger, Medic, Fixer. Medic and Fixer.
I just want to go watch Game of Thrones.
True. True story.
Fixer though. Would be...
So Slasher's your melee. And a stealth class. Interesting.
Yeah, a medic, too.
Hellraiser is an explosives expert with access to grenade launchers and C4.
Exterminator big-ass titties!
Exterminator is capable of setting up traps for zombies. Gunslinger is more straightforward of them all. Yeah, probably just your soldier type.
Mm-hmm.
Rifles and SMGs. More focused classes are medic, which can self-heal and revive, and fixer, which is a heavy weapons expert.
Oh, that's me. I'm in fixer. For sure.
But he's a heavy weapons expert, but what does he fix? Like, what's the...
No, what's the fixer means, like, he fixes problems, Bobby. Mm-hmm.
Can I just be the just microwave like diet class where I have cancer cells in me at all times?
That's messed up. That's weird.
Gee, you're making everybody uncomfortable.
I don't know how to respond to that.
God, I'm damn
I'm
near
gonna,
sold
I'm
on that.
I'm just going to eat plastic and not worry about the zombie apocalypse.
Right. World War Z comes out on Tuesday. Tuesday? What's the release date?
Shit.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's a good Tuesday? Bit of information that we'd need to know. World War Z release
it
date.
Is Tuesday.
I come home on
that's
Tuesday.
That's for the movie. Put game. There we go.
April 2019. So it's got to be soon, right?
No, it's Tuesday. I think that's when it comes out. Epic launcher showed it was I think I can play it on it's right there go up
April 16th
yeah
okay
nice.
So
oh,
yeah very
days?
Soon
really
yeah ooh. Tuesday
dang all right so okay. We all got to friend each other on Epic launcher now
oh my yep. gosh
we should just Epic we should account. Stream it
okay fine
how do we do the Twitch squad thing
I don't know what you're talking
that's
about.
Brand new I've yeah. heard about it I don't know anything about it though
where we can all just stream on our own thing
oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
make a DLG team and then I think it streams on our DLG channel and then we just have our four
I usually
faces
let
on
Bobby
there.
Figure that kind of things out
I thought the team well I don't know you guys would probably know better than me you're
well,
on
it's
Twitch
new.
More
the squad thing is new
yeah right? But they had the team or the party or the group or something before
so
yeah.
makes it a multi-Twitch I'm assuming I've never yeah. experienced it because I don't have a Twitch squad but I imagine it just puts you into a room where it's like multi-Twitch, but you don't have to leave Twitch in order to watch a multi-Twitch, I imagine.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, that would make
about.
Sense because any multi-Twitch isn't actually part of the Twitch universe. So
the Twitch-iverse.
Oh, really?
Twitch-iverse, yeah.
No, I think what...
No, it's a Twitch thing.
I think what he's saying, yeah, this is by Twitch.
It's yeah, Twitch. That's what it's I'm saying. So Twitch. It's like, it's keeping all their... Like, it's keeping them to their...
Yeah, it's a thing.
Not just first
that,
party.
But I think
first party.
Multiple
no, no, no,
people
it's straight up Twitch. It's like their
yeah,
own
Yeah, that's
Twitch
what I mean.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was saying.
No,
it's
I thought,
them
I thought you
preventing
like
people
app.
From using multiple
Yeah,
Twitch
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And actually staying with Twitch.
Yes.
Oh, I see. So they've got little windows at the bottom, and then you... And then they've got a main window at the top.
Yeah.
But the chat, is the chat shared?
I don't know.
Looks like it.
I doubt it.
Well, they have the rooms, which like lets you tab through different chats. Maybe
that
you can do
that.
That
would be cool. We should totally do it. And then bring back the, or don't we have, because we don't want people just jumping into our stream, like in the channel.
I don't know. Let's move on. We'll talk later.
We'll talk later. It'll happen.
All right. Time to talk about some games we've been playing. Who wants to go first?
Did we get Enter the Gungeon on there?
Yeah,
okay, we did. You want to talk about it now?
Yeah, we just
it
played
over
it.
With?
I've played Enter the Gungeon. I reviewed it here. They came out with a new free DLC. I'm glad that all these games are doing this. Later on, we'll be talking about Dead Cells.
Because it's smart. Like, bringing this DLC, because I would have never played this game. This DLC came out. He wanted to play it. I said, fuck it. I played it with him. Now I'm going to buy this game.
Yeah, that does happen for sure. Not just I don't know, man. For a game like Dead Cells that sold a million copies on Steam, it said most of them on Steam, I would have charged $1. Because you're going to make $400,000 on that. Just charging $1. And I don't... Nobody could complain about, oh, I didn't get my content's worth from the $1.
Well, if you sold a million copies for a dollar, you make $1 million.
Yeah, but not everybody's going to
buy it.
Plus, Steam takes 30%.
Nobody can complain about a dollar.
Yeah. That's why I was dialing.
No, okay, okay. But, Steam keeps 60?
30.
Oh.
30%. Oh, and by the way, we'll bring it up now. When we hear that Epic is, I've seen this, Epic talking about taking 12%, they put the charges, like the transaction fees, on the consumer, not the, and Steam doesn't. So
you're paying 12% more for your games on Epic, is what you're saying? The consumer.
Yeah, about that, yeah. So you're paying...
Is there an extra fee on it?
You'll be paying taxes on Epic, and you wouldn't be paying them on Steam. Not just taxes, but also transaction fees. It doesn't come up to 30%, but it does fill in that gap of, like, how the fuck do they do that?
If I go on my PayPal, I have to search for
if
it.
If you go on your PayPal, nobody cares.
No, I can search how much I paid for World War Z. I only paid $35.
I think it's bullshit because I don't even want to use my credit card in Epic.
I use PayPal.
Yeah, the fucking fucking Epic... Whatever. I'll never like Epic.
Go fuck you. Fuck you, Epic.
Hey, fucking Epic. Sorry. But
whoa, gee. That was close.
Oh, she almost spilled it?
Yeah, she almost
spilled it.
What did you say?
No,
what did you
I say never earlier? Spill my red wine. I'm a classy bitch.
Yeah, no. See, yeah. I said I spill it all the time, so I put it in this glass. They always spill wine. I fucking suck at it.
With this girl that would get blacked out, wasted, like every weekend. But no matter what you did to her, no matter how much she fell over, no matter what,
she never spilled.
Like, her body could be tumbling down a hill, and somehow...
Respect to that girl.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're watching the stream right now, which you're not, respect
it. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
She knows that. I'll tell you a joke between...
We lose something over there.
I plugged that in, but when Sam met that girl, she was doing the splits on her floor. She's like 40. She was doing the splits and like spinning around. Oh, and sure. Sam's like, "Is she okay? Does anybody?" And nobody was even paying attention because like we're like, "Oh yeah, that's her."
Just mopping the floor with wet pussy.
Yeah, why her pussy was up in the air actually.
Okay.
Her hair was popping the floor.
We should give Chief more wine.
No, I can't believe this is the first podcast I've ever really drank wine on.
And that's
on
what you actually drink.
This is what I drink. If you're watching any of my streams,
all I
have is a glass of wine. And I love gaming with wine. It's my favorite thing in the whole world.
Enter the Gungeon. So there's a free DLC. We didn't play it enough. I played it with Ray for like... 20 minutes?
No, maybe. More.
30, 40 minutes?
We doesn't matter. More.
I saw a few bad guys I had never seen before, so that was new to me. But for him, the whole game was new, so I'm just going to let him take it away from here.
Oh, it was cool. All right. Moving on. No, I'm sorry. The game was really neat. I really enjoyed it.
It's overwhelming.
It's really hard. It's a really hard game.
Were you guys both on controllers?
Yeah, we were on controllers.
Yeah, okay. This game is better on keyboard and mouse.
It's really hard. You guys are playing Sekiro. Don't tell me these things.
I haven't touched Sekiro because I don't want to fucking... My brain hurts when I play that.
Rip your eyeballs off?
Yeah. So, because that's a whole different thing. But like,
this is one of those games kind of like Borderlands where there's like a million guns.
Yeah. It was really neat. One of the guns I was using, I loved it. I loved that gun so much. The laser one, the one that goes through everyone.
Yeah.
That was laser, cool.
And not just that, it was making minions.
Yeah. And then that was... We actually beat a boss because one of the minions... We were like... I was hiding on top and the minion just shot it. Ran
killed it. Yeah.
And it killed it. It was really cool.
And then I had a gun. They're always like... It's never like super awesome and that's it. It's always like... It has a caveat. So I had a really strong gun that only the first bullets of the clip were strong, and then the more you were shooting, the weaker they got. But then it was a very fast shooting gun. So you go to and you could hear it. And then when you reload, it goes.
It's a dude. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
it was the best sound.
Yeah. It was a really good sound. Anyway, it's just a really good game. It's a top down roguelike.
It's funny because these are those games. Like, you guys talked about it like last week or whatever. I mean, no, like really quick because the DLC came out. And I played it and I loved it. And I was just like, dude, why haven't I played these games before? And that comes to Dead Cells. Which is the other thing. Like, yeah. I had never played it before. Last night, they gifted it to me. And I think I put 5 hours, six hours straight. Thank you, Fastidious, for the game. It was funny because I was playing another game also on the stream. I played Dead Cells, and holy shit, dude. This game's so good.
This is top three roguelikes of all time, if not top two. You know my top one.
Dude, this game is so much fun. Like, if you've never played it, if you guys listen to the podcast and you were like, that game looks all right, dude, fucking play it. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I've never been a fan of roguelikes because I've never played them. But I played this, man, and it was so entertaining. I got really into it. I got to the point where I wanted to go really fast, and I was trying to dodge everything. I was trying to get everyone.
Jesus.
Damn, guys.
So this is definitely a controller, though, right?
Yeah, totally.
Definitely a controller. I'm going to... If you've already played this game, they've sold a million copies. You've probably already played it.
Oh shit! What was
that? Batman fell over.
It was Batman.
Yeah, he fell over. Look.
Did he fall over? What fell in my head? Something happened.
Oh my god!
I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
Bobby was flexing, and I lost all cool.
And I was watching you guys. I'm trying to talk here, and I can't.
Something fell in my head. Bobby, you were flexing. Bobby was flexing hard.
I had to do it for the chat. Nice. I'm like so borderline about to play this game. Like, I've just heard people talk it up relentlessly.
Dude, I'm not a fan.
And it's not my type of game, but it's just nobody has ever said this game isn't, like, not even bad. No one has ever said, like, nah, it's not for me. Like, yeah, no one's ever been borderline.
I can't say that.
I would never play this game ever. Like, and
you wouldn't have had it.
I would have never played it. Yeah. Ever. And you know, I saw reviews. I mean, like, I read reviews. I saw videos on it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh,
this game
cool,
won
whatever.
So many awards, too.
Maybe one day I'll play it. It was never going to happen. And last night, gifted, I was like, fuck it, I'll try it out. Dude, I couldn't stop playing it. I woke up, went on my computer to check some work email shit. And then I was like, oh, well, let me play some Dead Cells real quick. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Is it a type of game you can pick up and play for just a little bit?
Or?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And then because you collect cells.
So you could just do like a quick run, bang that out.
Yeah.
Go do something else.
Sure. Yeah. And then when you come back, you'll be exactly where you were.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just quit out. You don't have to save. You just quit out. You'll be standing exactly where you were.
But honestly, I wish there were any game that would make me want to wake up early just to play it. Like,
I've been there before. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
The last time that's ever happened was World of Warcraft. Like, I would lose sleep.
No, really?
WoW does that. WoW's a different thing. That's not a healthy thing, though.
Yeah.
But I've had a few games like that. The first XCOM was like that. Like, I couldn't wait to play that game when I got home.
So, just to tell you guys what you're getting with this new expansion that's free, it's called Rise of the Giant. There's no spoilers really here. The giant that's dead at the beginning of the game is now a boss. And not the boss. The end of the game is still the same. They just added a level. And if you know Dead Cells, you know that you can go... There's about 8 different ways you can get to the last boss. And now there's another level. So now there's 9 different ways you can get to the last boss. And that's all it is. Oh, and besides that, a lot of quality of life things. Like, they have a mini map now, which is fantastic. You don't have to keep pausing to see where you're at, which is really good. They added a few other little... It's all quality of life. Everything's better. Nothing's worse. It's more of a game... It's a better game than it was when it was awesome. So, yeah, I can't say more about this game.
Nice. All right. I'll talk about this game. It's not going to take long. Judge Dredd, Countdown to Sector 106. So I finally played this game. I've had it in my library for so long, and I've been meaning to get to it. It's no longer on Steam, apparently.
It's an Epic launcher.
Yeah. I think it just disappeared. I don't know if the development studio is still in business, but... yeah, so this is a game that is a choose-your-own-adventure, but also a like Dungeons and Dragons-type game where you roll dice to determine the outcomes
RNG.
Of thing. Yeah, it's it wasn't that good. I didn't like it all that much. It's pretty straightforward. It's a lot of reading, so you got to be ready for that. They have a casual mode, which I played through first just to kind of get through the story. And then I tried the regular mode way, way harder. You're looking at maybe 2 hours for a playthrough, but it's basically just reading through, making decisions. You want to go here or there, you know, choose your own adventure. And then you end up getting into some altercations, obviously, and then you have to roll. You roll like random rolls, fitness rolls, melee combat, range combat, all sorts of different things. You got a stat sheet, so a lot of D&D stuff. Not a whole lot to it, but you know, I'm thirsty for any Judge Dredd game out there. There's like for PC, there's like two of them. There's this one, and there's that Dredd vs. Death that came out. I don't know, 15 years ago. And that one's not that great either, even though it's like a first-person shooter, like a mid-2000s first-person shooter. That's like my favorite thing, but it still didn't really do it for me. There's a couple on console, I think, from back in the day, but I don't know why there isn't more. I mean, this is like a perfect fit for a video game, in my opinion.
Dude, this is all text.
Yeah, it's all text.
Literally, when Bobby says, choose your own adventure, it says turn to page, blah, blah, blah. Turn to page, blah, blah, blah. Oh, here are some dice. And that's kind of cool. So it's an interactive choose your own destiny book in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you always end up at the same spot is what I found out. So you're always going to, there's always like a final chapter to this that you're going to end up at regardless. How you get there can change in a lot of different ways. But again, like 2 hours of play for a playthrough. So it's not that complex.
Yeah. Rude Boy 4, that's the name. Oh, I deal with a lot of rude boys, honestly. And there's more than four in my life.
Isn't it? You know, they did, I'll give them credit for this. I'll give them credit for this. Like, they really stuck to the Judge Dredd universe. Like, they used all the right words and vernacular there. So it was, you know, it was good.
At one point, did he say that he's the law?
I am the law.
Well, part of this, like the way that you can tell how far you're getting in this game is like all these perps that you arrest, you keep finding these little audio devices on them, and they're like these little things where you hit a button and they say Judge Dredd quotes, and of course one of them is I am the law, but that's like your countdown to like, this big event.
Since you missed it, Bobby played a game with dice.
and reading.
So choose your own adventure with D&D, basically. Mm-hmm. Nice. Not great. No. Mm-hmm. Not great, though.
Looks like, amazing.
Hey, you know, listen, I think what's going on is he's not into video games right now, so he's playing...
Board games.
Video game.
No, I wish he played board games. I would love...
Video game adjacent.
Yeah. I would love a board game
Speaking of board games, I saw that Fallout board game. Did you ever play it?
Go ahead.
No? Damn it. I think we should try it.
The Star Wars one is really cool.
Really?
Bobby, what board game?
Fallout.
There's a Fallout board game?
Yeah, I just saw it at Target today.
Is it like a Fallout themed version of Monopoly?
Right. No. It's a Fallout.
Oh, it's a straight up. We got to get that for the TwitchCon house.
Right.
Dude, that'd be dope. Yeah. I'm down.
You see that. That's something you buy, not something you see.
I was going to ask you because I thought you would have played it because you play more board games than I do. So I'm going to buy
Bobby, did you not play any more Division?
I played a little bit, but not much more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not being part of the clan is really bumming me out. I got to make that push to level 10 so I can just jump into the clan and then play with people.
It's a mission. So if you get power level 3, you're missing. I'm like 18 or 19 or something.
Well,
so,
I wanted to do part of it solo just to kind of feel the game out, and I didn't want to drag anyone down. So
there's a lot of people.
No dragging
there's
down.
A lot of people on there, dude, that are not Bobby, level.
Yeah, well, I'm just talking about joining with Randall. But once I joined my first group, I was like, oh, I got to do this all the time now. Yeah. So
there's no dragging down because they're getting epic loot, even though they're coming down to your level or whatever. But everybody gets shit. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. So what else has everyone been playing here? Someone played Dota 2 Auto Chess.
Oh, I really want to play that.
Yeah. So Chad, see? Chad came on, I fucked them all up. So anyway.
Chad came on what?
You fucked them all when it started?
Yeah.
That was the first episode.
All of it, yes.
That was just a couple bros.
I think Bobby is trying to compete with Chad with his biceps.
Oh, that was happening.
I'm new Chad.
He's the new Chad.
Hold the white guy
biceps.
Mantle. So you played Auto Chess. What the hell is this game?
So Chad is addicted. He's been playing nonstop.
Yeah, he stopped logging into Division.
2 weeks, 3 weeks. And he's like, dude, are you going to play Auto Chess with me? And I was feeling something new, and I was curious to what it is, because I know it's a thing now, so I went to go check it out. It is interesting. Bobby, if you go forward a little bit, there's no chess about it, really. Your position on the board doesn't matter that much.
You know, it's wine when you twist the cap off.
If anybody has ever played a deck building game, that's what this is. So you start with a couple of cards. I'm going to call them cards, but they're actually characters. They're Dota 2 characters. So you start with a couple. You go against bots at first. You try to get some gold. With that gold, you try to get more cards. And but the cards that are...
Walrus Punch. Oh my god, I want to play this game.
The
so
ones
bad.
That you can choose from. The heroes you can choose. I'm going to switch back to heroes now. The heroes you can choose from is like opening a pack of cards, but they're all heroes. But it's random every single time. So say you're building a certain build. There's no guarantee you can keep going down that build. You can just switch over if you want to. So, but here's the best thing. Anything that you sell back, any hero you already have, you get full price for. But the only time you get to do anything was 30 seconds between each round.
So are you playing against how many people?
8 other people. And it's a battle royale.
On one board?
Yeah. On one, no. Each time, every round is against one person. This is going to be very confusing. It's just a confusing game.
Well, I mean, Dota itself has a huge learning curve.
Yeah, there's eight players.
Someone who doesn't really play Dota, can they jump into this game and enjoy it?
That's the problem that I ran into, because I don't know any of the heroes, and I don't know who they are or what they do, and it's very important. You need to know what their race is and what their class is, and I don't know. And here's the worst part. Once you buy them, you can't hover over them and see what they are, because... If you have three goblins, you get the three goblin racial boost. If you have four engineers, you have the four engineer. But you can't even find out what you already bought. You need to just know. So I had a really hard time with this.
But this is so cool. This makes me want to get back into the Dota universe, because the artifact didn't actually do it for me. Yeah. But Auto Chess, honestly, I was biting my lower lip watching the gameplay. I am not a MOBA player anymore.
This is like the perfect game for Chad.
I'm not a MOBA player.
Like, he knows everything
anymore.
About MOBAs, but he can't play them.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's got
there's no mechanical skills.
Micromanagement, Chad would be horrible at.
Oh, he loves it. By the way, when I played with him, he had never won a game, you know, killing all other seven people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you play, and what's really weird is you
kinda
never.
Listen.
So when I fight Chad, it doesn't really mean that I'm. That Chad's fighting me. Chad could be fighting. It's all simulated, right? And then as long as you keep knocking out people, eventually they run out of health and they're knocked out of the tournament until there's only one.
How long do the all-around tournaments last?
About 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes.
Oh, so equivalent to a Dota game. That's good.
I want to stress this. If you're not good at mechanical stuff and you're good at thinking stuff like Chad, this is it. The only thing you have to do is think quickly or act quickly within the 30 seconds to prep. This is a prepping game. The fighting requires no skill.
So there's no like stop, right click.
No,
map awareness or anything
nothing
of the sort.
Like that, no.
It's all strategic
of
without any micro managing. Is that what you mean?
Right. Okay. What heroes you have?
Hey, play this game. There's no micromanaging. Dota Star Wars.
Just no kidding. Loot boxes in this game.
Horrible. But I'm glad. I honestly have to try this out. I have to make a list of games I must play. It won't be 12 games long, but
by my third game, I won a few matches. So I was getting to know what was going on, but towards the late game, it was impossible for me. I just, without being able to know who I had on my board, and I asked Chad, I was like, is there any way? He's like, no, you just kind of have to know these characters. So I was completely lost at that point. It's buggy, you know, it's a mod. Playing this game, though, I do have to say that I'm surprised a lot more mods don't come out of this universe. Because there's... What the fuck is going on?
Bobby's killing a spider for me.
We had a situation over there. Don't worry, it was handled.
Oh, dang. Goddamn ninja over there. what else was I going to say? I don't know. It's not for everybody. It's free. Check it out. Dota 2 is free, and then this is a mod. Oh, I was saying, there should be so many awesome mods.
Is it a mod or a game mode?
It's a
game mode, I'm assuming.
I
yes.
I think it's a mod.
It's a mod. But no way.
But you can get it from the main launcher.
What?
Nothing.
Of Dota 2. But
okay, you can install it from there.
Yeah.
From inside the client.
Right, but you can clearly tell it's definitely a mod.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, check it out.
If you think. It's huge, though. People are playing it. It's so much, in fact, that it got its own category for Twitch.
On Twitch, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it's not even...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how Dota 2 spawned. Think about it. Dota 2 is a mod in itself that grew into something amazing, and that's why I love Dota.
Dota was a mod.
Aren't all games mods, if you think about
it? And then Dota 2 was an actual
Well, yeah, obviously. Dota, the fucking genre mod.
It gets exciting, too. You're watching this little battle play out. It doesn't seem like you're not invested now, but if those
were your
little...
I would definitely play against Chad. I would love to actually game against Chad. I have never really played with Chad. Ass. He'd kick my... What? Please.
Okay, this is a perfect chat.
You know, I'm only too busy making progression in one of the hardest games ever, Sekiro, by the way.
How's that going?
You gotta play it more.
I'm just gonna play it tomorrow.
You can't say this shit's easier than everybody says and then stop playing.
I know. I'm just gonna beat it over the weekend.
Well, simple segue here. I gave away... I think the final copy of Sekiro that we had. I'm a horrible streamer, so I didn't let anyone really know about it. And I really only had 10 people participate in the giveaway because it was at midnight and I didn't.
See, you guys all fucked up. You went to that giveaway instead.
you literally had a 10% chance of winning the game. And then actually, with the person that won, family shared it with two other people that were already participating in the giveaway.
Oh,
so
that's
they
nice.
Had this like 33% chance to win. Yeah. So, anyways, I. Have been streaming since I got back from Seattle, and I'm playing Sekiro and Apex Legends. With Sekiro, I got through Lady Butterfly. I was gone the last weekend, so I didn't actually get to talk about my experience beating the first boss. It's sad that I only ever have beat
I saw it on
the
stream.
First boss. It was epic.
Yeah.
I really? Broke a controller in the process, but yes, it was epic. And I can't wait to make it to the next boss.
See, you're very clumsy. I saw even when you won, you like reached up and then your controller hit your mic and then the mic hit your controller on the floor and you're like, oh no.
I don't realize that's on it, but a win. I think I am.
That's a win.
I think I am very clumsy, but I don't. Honestly, somebody called me out on that. One of my gym buddies called me out on being a very clumsy person, but I don't realize it. I think it's just how I live. But regardless, Sekiro, I am moving through it. The mini bosses, I'm getting through them a little bit quicker than I first have. So I think I'm kind of learning the gist of the game, but I haven't even made it to the second boss yet. So otherwise, I'm still very much enjoying myself, raging just a little bit, but not as much as I we'll see. I will continue to play this game. I am enjoying it thoroughly.
It is so good.
Fun.
It's just fun.
Honestly, like if you watch my highlight of me beating Lady Butterfly, literally only the first boss, I had the shakes.
Why?
I It was so good.
So you weren't here when
literally quote unquote.
Oh yeah, no, it was horrible.
Quote unquote. Ray was like,
this is the easiest game I've ever played.
quote unquote. When I beat Lady Butterfly, I was like better than an orgasm, and this is why I play Souls games.
I played Lady Butterfly first try, and
fuck
I got to the second part of her thing, and then she had like this much life, and then she killed me. And I'm like, because I got clumsy, not clumsy, but like cocky. Well, I was just like,
how many times on Lady Butterfly for you?
Huh?
Did you kill her yet?
No, that's I only played her once.
Shit, bro.
I only played her
stop
once.
Stop talking shit, bro.
Yeah.
I'll kill her the next try. Fuck it.
Anyways, no, Sekiro is awesome. And yeah, so definitely going to be working on that game slowly but surely. I can't just load up and start playing Sekiro. I have no idea how to pronounce this game appropriately.
Yeah, me neither.
But like, for instance, I have to play at least 2 hours of Apex before I even start up this game because I know how frustrating it is. And I can't play this game without knowing I have at least two or three hours to spare. Because if I loaded up this game for 30 minutes...
You get hugged.
Zero progression whatsoever. I might not even make it to the next shrine. So it'd be very frustrating to feel like you're limited on time playing this game.
I get hugged. The moment I start playing, I have to play for like a good 3 hours.
Fastidious says, you're not good at video games, bro.
I know, bro. Seriously, you're not good at games. He always goes, I bet you can do this, bro. I do it. He still owes me $100.
Oh,
and but he was really drunk, so, you know. But he still made that $100. He said I couldn't beat a stronghold in like some setting by myself solo in Division 2, and I did. And I'm like, where are the $100? Never messes me.
Super Mario Party. What's going on?
Yeah,
with that?
Bro.
Oh, speaking of other games that I played, so I did go up to Seattle. By the way, I had the most amazing 4-day early. It wasn't even a weekend, but I was in between Seattle and Bremerton for 4 days. And while I was up there, I was hanging out with my 11-year-old nephew. When I first moved out to San Diego, I was his full-time caretaker. He was only 5 going on 6 at the time. Mm-hmm. And he would guest star in a lot of my streams. He was a huge presence in my life because I literally was his stand-in mother while his mother was on deployment. But so I finally got to reconnect with my nephew, and guess what we were doing? We were playing Wii games.
Nice.
And we were owning the fuck out of, sorry, he wouldn't like that I swore, the fudge out of some Overcooked. Nice. Like we...
What?
Yes.
Overcooked Overcooked 2?
Overcooked 2. Oh. So finally I found my perfect Overcooked partner.
Another
and it's
Asian.
And it's my 11-year-old, it's a Blasianite. My nephew is half Asian, quarter black, quarter white. So like
what?
Blasianite. Black, Asian, white. Blasianite. Yeah. Anyways, so I found my perfect Overcooked 2 partner, and it's my 11-year-old nephew. He's so good at the game because I taught him how to play the game. I basically taught him how to
communicate. Did you guys celebrate Chinese New
Year? No, we didn't just celebrate Chinese New Year together.
No, it's because it's a... I saw it on
there. Yeah, it's a DLC probably. Mm-hmm. But
his blood. His dad, he's got like a little dragon going by.
No, but
his grandfather is a restaurateur, right?
My father, is a chef.
His grandfather.
Or was a chef. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But no, in my family, we spawn gamers, and that's what we do. Like, my little brother is my hard carry, because at 7 years old, I threw him on a Counter-Strike and just, like, threw him to the wolves of internet. But
did you see that GIF?
You said GIF.
That I of you being carried by your hard carries?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Did you see it, right?
Did you at me?
Oh, yes. That was so good. That was hilarious.
I was actually, the last time I streamed, I actually deleted the podcast because I was tilting. I was so salty. I was like, wow, I'm so toxic. I need to delete it.
Video gaming as therapy.
That's I really do.
Yeah, it's cathartic.
But I actually hard carried my team. We got champion squad. I got 6 kills, and my 2 squad mates got 1 kill. So, yeah.
I'm sure they did all the damage, though.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, right. No, but yeah, so that was awesome playing the Switch. Also played Super Mario Party. Lots of fun. Realizing that my 11-year-old nephew can keep up with me in the mini game section. I take a lot of pride in doing really well in Super Mario mini games. But with the Wii, it has all those motion controls. Like the
Switch.
Yeah, with the Switch. No, the Wii in general. It has the motion controls. And I'm not used to that. The Wii Switch. Nintendo called, Switch.
It's called the well, there's more, Wii
no,
about
Wii controls.
It.
Okay, motion sensors came out with the Wii. So when I say with the Wii sensors.
Oh, okay. We weren't speaking Chi.
With motion sensors. Oh, okay. Those are the games that I generally fail at. I suck at the motion sensor part, but then like joystick and buttons, I'm on top of it. Right. Yeah.
So you got beat by your nephew.
Yeah, he did one. Hey, but
Mila beats me sometimes too.
Yeah. But what's awesome about my nephew, like I said, he is my number one fan.
This is you being carried.
Oh my God. It's a girl with a hula hoop and somebody actually hooping her for her. That's my dream life right there. That's my dream life. I need someone to hula my hoop so hard. Anyways,
I'll post it on the chat for you guys to watch right now. Hula my
hoop so hard. But no, when I say my nephew is my number one fan, I literally, we were in our Airbnb. I'm like, hey, little guy, what you doing? I'm just waking up, drinking my cup of coffee that he made for me. By the way, best little nephew in the world. He loves his auntie. He's on his Chromebook, and I'm like, hey, little guy, what are you doing? Hey, little man, what are you up to? He's like, I'm just watching one of your podcasts. Yeah. Oh, so my little nephew will watch my brother's streams, past broadcasts, and my own past broadcasts. So I have a fan who watches me when I'm not even live. And that means the world to me. Like my heart wants to explode out of love. My little nephew, I don't know how he's allowed to watch my stream. I am so inappropriate, like 2000% of the time. But yeah, that's cool. I got the most diehard fan.
So you played Super Mario Party with him too. How did that go?
We literally just talked about it.
Yeah, yeah. He won all the motion games.
I thought you were. Oh, I thought we were still over.
And then I won all the joystick button games. So
Bobby checking back in.
And when it comes to Super Mario Party, it's still Mario Party. It's just all about the mini games for me, and the mini games were fun. That's about it. They have a lot of new characters in there, too.
Are we ever going to do... We have the Elgato. We have everything. We have all of it. Well, we can do it anytime.
Can you send me home with the Elgato? Because I really need it.
Yes, you can take it. We've never used it. We bought it. We never used it. Thanks for all the subprimes and all the Patreons, guys.
You know, Emilio's beard. Everyone in chat keeps commenting Emilio's beard. But it looks like you have a rogue beard, that one streak of white.
Oh, the reason I pulled on your beard, they said that they asked if it was real or not. So I had to pull on it.
Definitely real.
And TwitchCon House, Emilio is dyeing his beard purple.
I'm getting close to getting rid of this.
You should definitely dye it purple for TwitchCon. We'll get all the attention and people will flock.
Actually, Sam asked me that the moment I walked in. She was like, should he dye his beard?
And I'm like, why? I could dye my hair purple.
This is how weird
humans are. You should.
White right here?
I don't have that much hair
at all.
White, you have a beard, though, side, right?
I do. Upset about it.
How about you be the purple mustache? He could be the purple beard. I could be the purple hair.
Bobby, maybe the purple pubes.
Bobby.
No? No? Purple pubes? No? Maybe?
Yeah.
TwitchCon pubes?
Yeah. A low cut.
If you guys want TwitchCon pubes, just send some biddies.
Far Cry New Dawn. Finished it. It ended abruptly, but, you know, it was a $40.5, we call it, you know, it wasn't intended to be one of these best, you know, a great giant game. Mm-hmm. I thought it was totally worth $40. I paid 20 for it. You know, Far Cry has tons of flaws, but what it does right is it's fun. The minute for minute fun never ends. It just goes and goes and goes. And
Far Cry has like the philosophy of old games. It's like anything can happen in a Far Cry game.
There's so many things that can happen at any point, and no two playthroughs would ever be alike. And there's things that don't need to be in there that are in there just for fun or just for weirdness all the time. And I don't know, like the only thing that I didn't like about this is there wasn't that extra map that you get out of, you know, at a certain point in a regular Far Cry game, a big one, the next map is revealed and you get a whole new, like, oh, you think you know what you're doing? How about this? And it was over when you get to that point. But like I said, it's a 0.5. I can definitely recommend it. It's in my top three. I would say probably third.
I'm sad that I missed a sale.
Yeah, it was recently on sale. It'll be back on sale.
I would say
it was $40, dude, plus the 25% off I get from using the Ubisoft coins.
Yeah.
From playing Division.
So it was like, oh, you were going to buy it on Ubisoft.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, might as well. Why not, right?
Yeah, I would say Primal.
Because Ubisoft is one of those games you buy on Steam, and it makes you play it on Ubisoft launcher anyways. So.
Yeah.
Primal, 4, and then this one would be my top 3. Somebody else, I was like, hey, he knew a lot about Far Cry. I was like, what's yours? We had a different mix-up, but he started his with Primal as well. So I think it's good.
Primal, that good.
Yeah. And it's the most different from the other ones because it's not just guns, you know?
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't get my free game. I'm so mad.
What?
When you pre-ordered Division, you were supposed to get a free game from Ubisoft.
Oh.
I did not get it. There was a link I had to press, and it was like a two-week thing.
You got to pick the game or?
Yeah, it was Primal, the Ghost Recon, the one where you go to Mexico and kill all the drug lords, and then another one. Forgot.
Chief, finish that first and then I'll give you more.
No, this is
actually Diet Coke, probably. Water. Yeah.
Bobby, talk.
All right, let's see. I think we're just about everything or through everything. Oh, wait, no, Dauntless. So,
Dauntless. All right, Dauntless happened. Okay, so Dauntless happened, but here's the thing. I was going to fully invest, like, probably the whole night. Like, my plan was playing Dauntless fucking Saturday night. It was 9 or 10. We were playing Golf It.
So you were drunk by the end of that?
No, actually, I wasn't drunk. No, I wasn't.
Been pushing the golf. I love this, by the way.
What?
That you've been pushing Golf It.
Dude,
it's so much fun.
It's fun. I was doing the fucking ad here and ad everyone. Like, get on. Yeah.
How many people did you get going?
2-4.
Yeah, still good. Yeah. Still good.
4. And then we played with someone, and then we got more afterwards too. So we played like another round, like another 2 rounds.
Our Discord, guys.
Get on our Discord.
You know what I did today? I said at here, I'm playing Dead Cells. Come watch me. I'm an attention whore. And then I says, are you sure that you want this to go out to 300 people? I said, yes, I do. And I clicked it, right? Yeah. Guess what happened? 4 people showed up.
Dude, that's the same thing happened. 5 o'clock didn't happen. Dude, I gifted Golf It last night. Like, get on. Get on. I'll gift it to you, dude. It's like, it's $8 game. It's super fun, super entertaining. Golf It was fun.
You could have been one of those. You could have been one of the potentially win Sekiro. Yeah. Yeah. But I kind of like that I did that. To be honest, when I did my Sekiro giveaway, I didn't really announce it to the world. I kind of kept it hush hush because I'm like, if you're here, you're here. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's just how I feel about my stream in general. So, yeah. Can I talk about this? It's a little off track. It's not really a highlight, but it's a highlight.
Just go for it, and then I'll come back to Dauntless.
Speaking of like my stream, when I went out to Seattle.
Oh, wait, never mind. We don't matter. Anyways, so Dauntless. I'm joking. Go.
No, this is rare, guys, because you guys won't have a story like this. When I went out to Seattle, and he doesn't listen to this podcast, but he is legitimately. So my very first highlight on my stream, I met somebody who trolled the fuck out of me while I was trolling the fuck out of somebody else. 5 years ago, January 2014, started up my stream, and I was playing DayZ. And my only objective for that evening, first time ever streaming, was to handcuff people and force feed them rotten bananas.
Yeah.
Somebody who was
up, right?
Yeah. Until they died. You get poisoned when you eat a rotten banana and then you die. Anyway, somebody was watching me do this and he said, I have to do this to her. She's got to have a taste of her own poison. And so this person, literally who trolled me so hard,
hard.
I don't even know. He trolled me so hard. Easily could have just killed me and then be like done with it. Stream snipe me, done.
I'll feed you a rotten banana.
After he did all these dirty, awful, nasty things to me, and he actually let me go, and he actually let me go, and we actually like we became friends in this like really weird troll moment. And this is why I don't mind ragers, I don't mind trollers, and this is because they resonate with me and how I like to game. But we were laughing so hard by the end of it, like he became my gamer BFF, and I actually got to meet him in person when I went out to Seattle. He wasn't even on the agenda, but my sister's furniture won't even show up for another week or two. So she's like, Chi, if you want to go explore, if you want to go hang out, by all means do it. So I went out, I reached out to him, and we actually did. We went out to Seattle, And it was so amazing how finally for once I met someone who I liked a lot online and I liked just as much in person. Like generally when you meet somebody, and for all the, you TwitchCon bros coming out, and for anyone that's come out and seen us or interacted with us or know about us through the podcast and then have met us in person, it's amazing to have that real life connection and also that in-game connection. It's so rare. And I can legitimately say, like, when quote unquote, he said, "Chi, you're exactly as I expected you to be. Like, you're exactly who you are on the stream." I was like, yeah. And I was super surprised because I was like, you know what? I like you even more in person.
Yeah.
Because I actually get to interact with you in person.
Did you offer him a banana?
No.
Did he offer you a banana?
The interaction was completely.
A rotten banana.
No. The right? interaction was completely platonic.
Brown?
Like he's in a relationship. I completely respected that, but we had to meet up after 5 years of being gamer best friends, like after queuing together.
No, super
for after 5 years, just to make sure you're not a rapist.
Yeah. What?
That's why.
There's
a 5 year like thing.
Yeah. A lot of people think it's weird that I meet a lot of my gamer friends. I don't think so. So that's why I'm so excited for TwitchCon.
No, dude, I respect you for that. Cause like, I would say, I feel like 60% of people would never meet anybody from the internet ever.
I think they only find it weird if it's a girl thing, right?
Because yeah, but she doesn't give a shit.
I know, no. Like, I mean, that's the only reason why other people would find it weird. Like, I don't see Chi as a girl. Well, I do. Oh, yeah. What up?
Gamer first.
No, but I mean, like,
as a gamer first?
Yeah. So it's
She gets it. That's
yeah.
The thing.
So I, yeah. Dude, it's the coolest thing when you meet other gamers online that you met online gaming with them in the just, like, you didn't meet on the street, you didn't meet on social media, you met in a game lobby.
It wasn't like Tinder or anything like that.
Exactly.
It wasn't like there was any, like, preemptive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or what's the word? Underlying. Motivation to meet up with somebody is just straight up two very like-minded individuals meeting, and it's just so nice to find somebody like that.
For sure.
You think they'll ever make a gaming service or a dating service for gamers?
They probably have.
There probably is.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft is a feeling.
People have gotten married on World of Warcraft, so it is a thing.
I would guess that it's free for females and $100,000 for men.
Yeah, right. I have the hardest time finding a decent gamer guy to like me back. Okay, moving on.
All right.
Back to Dauntless.
Where you kill monsters with really big weapons.
Yes. Here's the thing. It's actually going to be really quick. And that's because I was going to sit down, play this game the rest of the night after golfing for a while. But there's an update happening on the 24th, and it's kind of like the 2.0 thing. So it's gonna just really change the game. It's actually gonna unlock some mastery cards. It's gonna do like weapon mods and all this, like, and then repetition's gonna get tracked. All this really cool shit's gonna happen. So I was like, fuck, why put in all this time right now when I could just do it once the update comes up?
Did you like what you saw?
But I played for an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, and I was liking it. It's a simple version of Monster Hunter. If you ever went on Monster Hunter and you did not like it because it was like either collect too much crap, too much shit, too much to build up your armor or whatever, it's like a simplified version. The graphics are pretty much like Sea of Thieves, but a little bit prettier. And it's, you have like a hub, this whole town. You have the Smith, Blacksmith, the Smith, you know, the band Smith.
Yeah.
It's a good band. You have a Blacksmith, you have everything at the town, grab some missions, attack.
Between the two is Monster Hunter is there's an RPG and then you get XP through monsters. This is there's monsters and there's a little bit of town where you heal up.
And this is a free to play.
It's just monster town, monster town, monster town.
Yeah.
No text. I mean, there's a very
little. There is.
Yeah, but not like Monster Hunter.
No. And the way you level up here is the battle pass.
So I definitely, I prefer this by far.
It's a free to play game from the looks of it.
The fun part is fighting monsters.
Dude, the monsters are cool. They're really neat. The graphics are really cool. There's going to be a battle pass, like every other battle pass, like two tier, you pay more, whatever. It looks neat. It's going to be on the Epic launcher soon. Right now it has its own launcher,
Chi will probably never play it. But it looks really cool. It's like a simplified Monster Hunter, but just actually really neat, free to play.
Is the combat simplified?
No. Actually, the combat's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's Monster Hunter.
If you don't want the bells and whistles and you just want to fight monsters, which is what I want to do.
Yeah, right?
Hey, dude, I every time I saw those fucking cats make me dinner in Monster Hunter, I was like, the first time was awesome. The 17th time, I was like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got a little annoying.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, it's neat. I like
Spoilers, it. Spoilers, there's cats that make you dinner.
Oh, such a huge spoiler.
All right, I think that's it for all the games. Time to talk about some news.
Cool.
I really want to, like, hit my button and play the little...
Do it.
Do it.
No, we don't have one yet. We don't have, like, a little news bumper.
Let me talk to you, my brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah, sure, you will. Yeah, it's been a year and a half.
Want me to make one? I'll make it tomorrow. I'll make it today.
Let me get my... Okay.
I'll make it today. I'll go on Ableton.
A news bumper and...
I'll make it really quick.
It's got to be funny, though. It's got to be like... I'll
do something.
Let's just rip off Mario.
Or I can do just like a... Like a really like...
It's inspired by Mario. Bobby, take it away.
Take what away?
We should change our names too and become like broadcast.
I can't read anymore. You got to do this part.
Let's see. News. Okay. First up, Twitch's first ever video game is a free karaoke title built for live streaming. So this is called Twitch Sing.
That's so cool.
It's awesome. It's so awesome all the way around. If this works.
So cool.
Is it live yet?
I will fucking sing for you guys.
It will. Can you sing, Ray?
No.
Gee, you can sing a little bit, huh?
I don't sing well, but I sing without shame.
Yeah.
I am.
Can we get a little
Asian
bit?
I love singing.
Depends. I don't know.
I can sing depending what kind of music.
To the windows.
No,
to the walls. To the source. No, chop down these balls. All these females.
I'm not even going to ask Bobby.
Okay,
this guy's getting into it right here. I don't know
about it. Yeah, I can totally tell. Yeah. He's about to murder someone right afterwards.
Yeah. I don't like this.
He's on an FBI wallet. Watch this.
Let's try this lady right here. So this is like built into Twitch. You can go to sings.twitch.tv.
There's 1,000 songs built in. I imagine
1,000 to 2,000.
Fuck yes.
Oh yeah, I need a lot of drinking.
Is it live yet? Because I would love to do this.
Yeah, I think it is. It might be in beta, that's but so yeah, cool. You can.
I can't believe I just sang Britney Spears. I just realized that. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I apologize. That was pretty fucking damn.
Yeah, good amount of songs.
I could totally do this because
that's what happens. I get some wine, I become a fucking basic bitch.
Oh boy!
I already do a lot of singing and a lot of copyrighted music on my stream. Anyways,
I love to do reggaeton.
Reggaeton?
Oh,
I
reggaeton!
Could dance to reggae.
Some J Balvin.
Some bachata.
What's up? Some bachata.
Do you know who could teach me how to salsa dance in this room? Anyone? No one?
Yeah, I can do bachata. I can do reggaeton. I can do salsa.
Bobby is like, I'll do 20 push-ups on the dance floor with his new biceps.
Dude, that's hilarious. That's Jamie, dude.
Huh?
It's like,
what? I'm sorry.
What's up, girl? What's up? Watch the stream, guys. You're missing out on these moves.
All right. So it sounds like that's going to be a hit.
Yeah. It's guaranteed. It's already built in.
Yeah.
As soon as the Filipino youth start showing their Filipino.
Oh, yeah. They're big into that.
What's it like to be Filipino?
Singing is a huge part of the musical culture. Yeah. I don't know what it's like to be.
Well, have you guys been like to one of the karaoke, rented a karaoke room over in like Kearney Mesa?
Yeah, we have. It's
pretty expensive, but they're nice.
We used student ID, and there was one on exactly, I forgot what street, but it was 130 for like 2 hours.
That's not bad. BYOB, not bad. So much fun.
BYOB.
I was going to do that for my birthday.
That's fun.
But I never did. Yeah, we could do karaoke night at the TwitchCon house.
Yes.
Oh, we can do it with our Twitch.
Got to turn the cameras off for that one.
No, we'll do it on Twitch. We'll stream it live. That'd be cool.
All right.
That'd be cool.
Okay, next up. Blizzard finally details how it's fixing World of Warcraft's bad gear system, and it looks awesome. So the only reason I put this on here, I haven't played WoW in forever, that was the biggest issue with the Battle for Azeroth, was the Heart of Azeroth and the way they... did the gear. That seemed to be the biggest complaint that people had about it. And so they're totally retooling that, and it's coming out in the next patch. And the way it sounds like, to put it very simply, it sounds like they're doing what they did in Legion. It's going to be more like an artifact weapon, just to put it very simply. There are some differences, but you could read up on that if you're interested.
So you get a weapon and you build it on...
The weapon has a talent tree. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
The Azerite thing looked cool, but it just, I guess it didn't deliver.
I didn't play Legion. It's hard for me to say that like, knowing that I'm adding XP to this weapon and going down the teletree is more exciting than a gold drop that other people didn't get and they were waiting for it. Like, that is special. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you still have that, too. I mean, the artifact was only your weapon. Like, that was it. And the Heart of Azeroth is only your neck piece. But then you had, like, three pieces of Azerite armor. So there are some differences. But, yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of gear to pick and choose from.
I think I'm buying tabs. I think that's a lot.
How much is that game?
I don't know. Is it out?
Yeah, $14.99.
I'm down. I'll buy it.
$15.
Yeah. Wait, can we fight each other?
I don't think it's multiplayer. Let me scroll down.
Yeah, it's usually
single player only.
Yeah, you're just watching stupid shit. Blade. My favorite one was one caveman versus 12 mammoths. That's hilarious.
I think we know how that ended.
Yeah.
Next up, Activision Blizzard pays employees to track their pregnancies. So
weird.
Yeah, I mean the title sounds pretty bad, but if you read up on it, it's not too bad. So they can opt in for this service that tracks their health, including, pregnancies.
Prenatal and stuff.
Yeah, that would be part of it. And they make a little extra money. Like, they get $1 per day on a gift card. So they don't really get a whole lot out of it. And this information doesn't go, it's not like they can tab each person like, okay, John Smith here is has this or that. Like, it's just metadata. Gives them like a general readout of the
and like, I was thinking about this and I was just like, are they making a pregnancy game or what's going on? Like,
it's a new feature in World of Warcraft, man. You can have kids now.
You can have kids in World of Warcraft. And so they're trying to see how the NPCs will act or the actual gamer will act when they're pregnant. What's going on, guys? What are you guys doing? This? It's kind of weird.
Well, the whole thing is part of this thing where they're just trying to encourage their employees to be more healthy. Like, they have the Fitbit. You get some sort of perk if you have a Fitbit. Yeah, it's like that. So it's just trying to get people to keep track of their health, and obviously that benefits them because then people are better workers when they're healthier.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just kind of a weird thing to read, though. Like they're tracking pregnancies, but really that's only a small part that you're focusing.
That's why they put it that way.
I actually hate Blizzard, so I hate Blizzard.
Let's see. Last bit of news here. Oh no, we got two more. Epic pays at least $2 million for its exclusivity deal.
Damn.
Did I spell that wrong?
DLG Gaming Games. I don't know how we would call our company, but we should make some games, guys. I'm just saying. You know what? We'll throw another donation bar on the bottom and we'll get some some software engineers or some making some games. So let's go.
A 1 year exclusivity, they're paying $2 million.
Damn, that's not bad.
Yeah, but big games, I think.
I think they're Metro getting their money's worth. Dude, yeah. Metro started at 60. It's 50 now.
On the Epic Store?
Yeah, it's been a month, dude. It's already dropped $10.
What's weird? Nobody's said anything about Metro since then.
Because no one's playing it, dude. Shit. It's not going
to
happen.
I mean, those games aren't that big to begin with.
It's a good game.
Yeah, but it's not that big of a game to begin with.
No, but then again,
Borderlands, that's going to bring people in. World War Z, maybe. Like, eventually there's going to be a game for everybody.
But she already said, have to. I mean, yeah, I guess I'll have
But dude, no. But like, Metro is huge on console right now. Like, you know how big they made Metro on E3?
Yeah.
It should have fucking blown up.
Yeah.
It didn't.
It should have been
not blown up.
That
like,
is a great game.
Not like to like epic proportions where like, holy shit, it's like the best single player game ever.
$50 for it.
No.
I might pick it up.
It's dropping in price already.
It's a different kind of game though. Like, it's just a single player game. So I think there's a bit of a difference there. But with Borderlands 3, it's like, I don't want to be the only person not playing Borderlands 3 when it comes out.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That will happen.
Right? And I want to play with my friends. So it's kind of a little bit of peer pressure coming into play.
I think that's the only real game that's going to happen right now. I mean, it's going to happen next.
World War Z.
Well, I feel World War Z will suffer from it.
World War Z, I don't think that's like a huge game. That could catch on, but it's definitely not a Borderlands 3.
Yeah,
you don't read what Fastidio was saying. And why are you handing me a tampon?
I thought that was a tampon too. Wait, why didn't you bring me one?
It's a piece of cheese. Oh, I only brought two.
Oh, good job.
You guys could share.
The fuck?
I had a hamburger out there.
All right.
You guys think I'm just peeing?
I don't want her
drinks?
Cheese now. You didn't bring me cheese.
Cheese.
No, I wasn't cheese.
All right.
Okay, last bit of news here. NVIDIA adds ray tracing to the 10 series cards. So you can turn this on, but it's not, like, it's going to impact your frame rate pretty
quite a bit, yeah.
Pretty heavily.
So, what was it? The 2060 card, which is the lowest 20
series. The lowest,
series,
yeah.
Was getting 57 frames, and I believe
the GTX 1080 Ti.
1080 Ti was getting...
Like 40.
45 or something like that. It was significantly different, but you're getting something that you didn't pay for, so that's always nice. Mm.
So I think it's
what games even use that though?
Battlefield, Metro. There's a
like the new AAA.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually there's a Minecraft mod for it. There's actually a video of it. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
That's always the thing with new technology. It's like, how good can we make Minecraft look with this?
I think it's just Battlefield. Metro, and I think they added it on Tomb Raider because Tomb Raider does everything. Every little thing that they add in a graphics card or whatever or any NVIDIA thing, Tomb Raider has it for some reason. They have the eye tracking for no fucking reason.
Another single player game without microtransaction does well.
Yeah, it's because it's a great game.
You mean every single game before 2015? Come on.
Okay.
World change.
I don't know why, but the way you said that, she was like a stand-up. Yeah. Like,
I mean,
what's the deal with DLCs?
Yeah, what's the deal, guys? Some microtransactions.
Seinfeld over here. What's up?
What's worse, micropenis or microtransactions? I don't know. Female gamer. I'll settle with both.
All right. Wow. How you doing on that wine? Well, that's the end of news.
That's the end of Chi right now. Let me pour some more wine because it's very entertaining. I'm loving this. Anyways.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It all goes downhill so fast.
Let me get a lift for her real quick. Let me get an Uber.
Come on, my $40
She's not
Uber.
Driving.
Oh, boy.
These are new questions. Let's go.
God, I can't even keep up with Twitch chat right now.
I know, right?
All right. And then Chi to the left of me. All right. Listener questions. Warconius says, thinking of playing a new RTS, which one do you recommend? But we talked about Conan Unconquered. Like that's the one that's interested me the most. But I can't think of a recent RTS to recommend at this point. Warhammer had a couple of them. Obviously for me, Age of Empires were a big fucking deal. Even Age of Mythology
Warcraft
3, absolutely. What other RTS? See, all the ones I know are super old though.
They are billions.
Yeah, there aren't anything.
Is that an RTS?
It's not an RTS. Is it?
That's like a tower defense.
Yeah, it's tower defense. No, survival. Not tower defense.
But it's like, definitely a strategy.
You build a base.
Game.
No, but you build a base.
Base
and then,
building,
and then
strategy.
Kind of a combination of a few different genres.
I would say it's RTS because it's real time strategy and it's almost like a roguelike. Where the map changes perpetually, and you have to think on the fly.
No.
Even though it's versus AI.
But it's not an RTS, though. Not even close to an RTS.
Hmm. Okay. Sniper in chat's recommending Company of Heroes 2.
Oh,
that I've heard
Billions
and
is
not
an RTS, right?
Yeah. XCOM?
No, it's not. How is it an RTS?
XCOM.
100%.
XCOM.
How is it an RTS?
No. That's a tactical RPG or turn-based. Or XCOM is. But Billions. I didn't play it, but that one.
How is it an RTS?
100%.
You're playing against the computer.
Let's read the description. I'm not going to fight you on this.
Strategy, survival, base building.
Yeah.
That's what it's tagged as.
How about tags?
And it is real-time strategy because everything is based on
RTS,
time.
It's not an RTS, dude.
On this game, you have to build up your base before the clock runs out.
It's a base builder strategy game.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not an RTS.
Yeah.
Not an RTS.
Need that real-time.
I guess real-time.
It's not a real-time.
You know what? It's real fucking fun.
I'm sorry.
It is real.
Ray.
What?
I'm sorry. I guess I was wrong about that.
Oh, my God.
Gee, why? That was cheap.
She's trying to spill wine on my shirt, so I have to take it off.
Oh! She's been trying to make it work out. But...
Oh my God!
Actually, Bobby, you get a high five.
That's so good
in DLG history.
So good.
I just high five.
So good, that was
Bobby.
So good.
That's the first time ever.
So good.
Ever.
Wow. Oh my God!
Bobby's feeling confident. Bobby's feeling confident. Yeah.
Maybe that's what he needed.
Okay. The robot has jokes.
The robot has jokes.
Patch. He's finally been patched for humor.
I hit my head with the fucking shelf.
Oh, man.
That's twice.
Listener questions is when it happens, man. That's just gotta, when it all happens.
I hate to see the robot got a fucking jokes DLC pack for free.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Okay, so Conan Unconquered is online co-op, so maybe check that out with me, Warconius, May 30th. Oh, we got a little ways to wait on that, but all right. What else we got here? He's got another question. How much better is Shadow of War from Shadow of Mordor? Playing Mordor now and enjoying it, but thinking of just getting a newer game. I only played Mordor.
I only played the first one. My brother played the second one. He said it was just a little bit more enjoyable.
Yeah, second one is definitely better. I don't know how do you measure something like this? But it's definitely better. And I wouldn't play them both. They're very similar, and one's better than the other, so I'll go with that one.
Oh, yeah, someone in chat mentioned StarCraft 2. I don't know how that didn't come to mind. Clown Lotion mentioned StarCraft 2.
Yeah, that's not cool, bro.
Oh, we got some. We're going to have to get the banhammer out?
Yeah, I think so. That's not cool, man. That's not cool.
We got a mod in here? Sniper, you're probably a mod. You mod everything.
Yeah.
Help us out here.
That's not cool, bro. Don't say that in chat. That's not cool.
All right. What else we got? So Shadow of War versus Shadow of Mordor. Oh, you're not modded? How do I mod him?
I don't know.
Can I slash mod? Chi, where'd you go?
Chi knows how to do this stuff.
Hey, Chink, get back in here. That's a joke.
That's a joke. That's not cool, man. Yeah. That's not cool.
No, no. We got some people just trying to get attention in chat now.
Yeah.
So. All right. Yeah, I'll pull it up. So, next question. Why don't you guys take it? Pharaoh Steve, can either of you read right now?
Yeah, I can read.
Yeah, we can.
Go ahead, Ray.
What's the next question?
I have wine bottles in front of me.
What's happening? What's happening? Pharaoh Steve, if you could spend a week with any video game dev or publisher and have full unrestricted access to all their files, including canceled, released, and in dev projects, who would you choose and why? Damn, that's... Oh, that's a badass question. I don't know.
Oh, I was talking about Chi just did it.
Oh, good job, B. Oh, good job, Chi. Thank you.
From the bathroom?
I guess, dude. Chi, badass, dude. Like a boss.
She can take a shit and
look at that.
And people.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Oh, was Swizzle starting some shit, too?
Yeah, it's both of them.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, shit. We're getting popular, guys. We're getting popular.
Yeah, we're actually getting trolls now.
We're getting trolls now. What's up? What's up? Ban Admiral Beef.
Okay, what did Pharaoh Steve ask? Spend a week with any video game dev or publisher, have full unrestricted access. I feel like I got to say Valve just because they're so secretive. You know, I want to figure out what's going on there.
That was my like pick, but at the same time it was like Bethesda at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, you'd want to go with your favorite, and like Valve is definitely not my favorite, but I want to know.
But Half-Life 3. Half-Life 3.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not working on it, what happened to it?
Did you hear? Okay, so there's a rumor. I don't know if I said it in another podcast. I might have because I've gotten.
How many podcasts are you on?
Like 1,000 now, I think. I think we're like on the 1,000th episode with Ray, I think.
Thought you meant you were going to another podcast of moonlighting on a different podcast.
Like, oh no, I thought you meant how many episodes I've been
featuring
on.
Featuring Rave from DLG.
Oh no, other podcast. I don't know if I spoke about this, but they're saying there's a rumor. It's a really cool rumor. It's kind of sweet. They're saying that when the VR headset comes out,
yeah,
Half-Life 3 is their premiere game.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
We speculated about it.
Okay.
I guess it's still speculation.
No, it's getting bigger as the, like, I guess it's
there's some traction behind the rumor.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Some code coming out. In,
did they ever? They never even finished those episodes from Half-Life 2, did they? Yeah. They had three of them.
Well, that's the thing. They're saying that the third episode it was Half-Life 3, right? That's how it's supposed to be. Or
is that how it works out?
Yeah, yeah. Because so like, they only had the second one. The second one was a cliffhanger, and they're saying the second one was going to be Half-Life 3.
Mm. All right. Let's see. Next question, Fastidious. What do you guys see as the next big paradigm shift in PC gaming? Example, how WoW changed the MMO genre, how Battle Royale became an instant mainstream hit, or how microtransaction business models made free gaming a thing?
VR chat.
Yeah. First of all, we don't call them paradigm shifts. We call them game changers.
VR chat.
VR chat.
Two options here. One, if that Star Wars game is a runaway hit, maybe we get back to single-player games that are awesome.
I don't know. Do you feel like it's cyclical, though? Do you feel like we revisit genres or whatever?
We do whatever pays. That's what they do. Indie does for the heart, and everybody else does for the money. So whatever's paying, you know? If there's one smash hit, then the others will dabble in it. If they make money, then the entire thing switches over. Yeah.
I feel like you can't even see it coming, though, because I remember having this conversation before Battle Royales hit. I remember talking about this in like 2014 or 2013 or wherever, and we were still in the MOBA phase. We were very much in the MOBA phase. And we were like, maybe the next thing is going to be this new roguelike thing that's getting popular, but like nobody could have ever really predicted Battle Royale. I mean, maybe because DayZ and that kind of evolved into Battle Royale. But
well, if you could, you'd be super rich because you'd be investing in these things, you know.
So. Yeah, I feel like it's harder than predicting the stock market.
Yeah, well,
it's funny maybe. Because like if what she said with VR chat, that could be a thing. I'm not joking. The VR chat's so much fun. Have you ever done it?
No. What VR?
You just said VR chat.
I know, but what VR?
Oh, you never done VR chat then? Never,
I've
ever.
I've never
ever.
Done it.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine me in VR chat?
Dude, it's so cool.
I feel
so
sorry
cool.
for anybody in the same server as
it's
me.
It's like there was a meme about it. The whole Uganda Knuckles was so fucking hilarious. Like, queen? You have the queen? That was hilarious. There's so much little things. They have
instant memes.
They have VR chat. Instant memes. They have little heart, like. Oh my God! Like,
see, I feel like the social aspect of VR is big.
Feeling cute, my VR chat.
That's so IDK. Awesome. But no, I actually can't think of anything.
Ray's Ugandan accent is
zombie. No. Actually, I have a really good one, but I'm kind of drunk, so I can't do it that well.
Do you know the way?
You know the way? You know? I know
the way,
dude. I loved it so much. I was actually jumping on. On people's like chat channels on DLG, just going, do you know the way?
Jeez.
Do you know the way?
God, I gotta play The Arbillions again.
It's so much fun.
I barely scratched it.
It was honestly, it was free on Twitch.
It feels like an RTS 100% because everything
that sucks. It was free.
Is essentially just timing related. If you don't get something off at the right time, then game over. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but do you know the way, right?
Huh? Do you know the way?
Do you know what the way?
Do you know what the way is?
Do you know the way?
Do you know, do you know the way?
Do you know the way to the G spot?
You are know the way? You're the queen. Are you the queen?
All right.
All right. Warconius has another question. We already answered Epic Tryhard Faces about EA and the Star Wars game. Warconius says a lightning round, dogs or cats? Okay, so I'm gonna ask these real quick.
Okay.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Cats.
Fucking Bobby.
I know. Hot dogs or burgers?
Burgers.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Burgers.
I'm sorry, burgers.
Cochinos.
Jesus or Buddha?
Buddha.
Jesus.
Buddha.
Fuck. I gotta stay with Buddha. Really? I mean, I'm sorry, Jesus. I gotta go. Jesus. Okay. Hot
sorry,
or cold.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Hot or cold?
Cold.
Cold. Hot.
You guys are so slow. Cold, come cold, on.
Please.
Come on.
White or black underwear?
None.
Black underwear.
White.
Boxers. Football or football?
Football.
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 Football. American football.
Football. Americana.
Football.
Stand or sit peeing?
Both.
Stand.
Depend how drunk I am.
Please stand while you
pee. It depends how drunk I am.
Never stand. I've never done it once.
Spit or swallow?
Swallow.
Oh God!
Well, that's what I want her to do.
No. Too late. Moving on.
Jeans or shorts?
Jean shorts.
Dude, have you seen? Okay, pause real quick. What's that picture of Kevin Smith and the jorts?
Oh, what?
I never get tired of this image.
What the?
Wow.
Oh yeah, dude, he's rocking.
He's skinnier than that now.
I know. Yeah,
he's
right?
lost a ton of weight, dude. He's doing Weight Watchers.
Well, because he almost died too, happened. Right? Didn't he almost die?
My little brother went through the same thing. One of my best memories, and I've said it a couple times.
He
before.
Almost died.
No, was helping my little brother buy his first pair of jeans or jorts. Yeah. My little brother, up until middle school, could not wear any pants with buttons or a zipper because he was so big as a kid. And now he's just like the most amazing human being.
Like, Bobby,
we're still in the middle of the speed
round.
Even
when he was big. Okay.
Speed round.
So speed round.
Speed round. Speed round. Walk or run?
Run.
Run.
Yeah, run. Light trot. Truck or car?
Jeep.
Car.
Truck.
Car.
I want a Jeep.
Cowboys are the Aboriginal people of North America.
Cowboys.
Cowboys. All
Aboriginal
right.
people of North America.
I would go with the Aborigines. Yeah.
Jen's added one afterwards.
PC or not PC?
PC.
Wait, verbiage or PC. Physically? Not PC. We don't keep a PC here.
Boy, what kind of PC?
I'm going to go with PC. Steam or Epic?
Steam.
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 Still with Steam for now.
Epic.
Talk to me
far now.
Most importantly, DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Even though my favorite Marvel superhero is Superman, and I prefer Marvel. So yeah. That was the hard question.
Jen's added one. Chad or Mini?
Chad.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to stand up for Mini.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I played like two games with Mini.
And I gotta go with Chad.
Chad. Even Minnie knows.
Chad never tried to rape me.
Hi, Minnie. I like Chad more. Bye, Minnie.
Oh, yeah. He got handsy that one time. All right. That's a show. What are we playing next week?
Oh, my God. Oh, my homework.
Oh, yeah.
What was
oh, my
homework?
God. Yeah.
Do we have the
Am
section?
Am I next? I'm
Bobby,
next
we have really to add important.
It. Is that really going to make a difference though, if we write it in?
Yeah, of course.
We have to add it on there. It has to be after highlights or after.
Okay.
After highlights.
In between news. Yeah. Homework.
Yeah. Homework. Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thimbleweed. Thimbleweed?
Thimbleweed.
Thimbleweed. Thimbleweed. Thank you,
Park.
Bobby. Fuck you, Bobby.
You'll thank me later. Maybe. Probably not.
Oh, dude. Okay. I'm going to make it really quick. Let's just end this episode because I really want to go watch Game of Thrones. I would rather watch someone play the game because the story's really fucking cool. I want to watch someone play it all the way through. But when I was playing it, it hurt because I was clicking on everything. They give you a bunch. This is really getting in depth into the game, and I really don't want to right now because we missed it. But there's so many things you can do. There's so many stuff you can click on. It makes this game probably, if Bobby would sit down knowing everything on what to do, he can probably beat it in half an hour.
How long did it take you, Bobby?
To beat that game? I can't remember.
I played for 3 hours, and 2 hours, and maybe some AFK time. But it's so much. It's so time consuming because I need to just click on every drawer, click on everything on the screen, and make sure I can talk to it, grab it, use it, whatever. I played in hard, so my puzzles were a little bit different.
Oh,
I guess. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because you know me. I just gotta make a little bit harder.
Hey,
that's what I respect about Ray.
Guess who's getting a point and click adventure next? Time it's his
point and click adventure.
Yeah.
Me again?
Yeah. Of course.
No. What the fuck? No. Stop. No.
It didn't click for you. So
no. Give me like an RTS or something. I don't play RTSs either.
Doesn't matter.
The only RTS I ever played.
No. Okay. If I could give Ray any homework, it'd be a hentai game.
Ooh.
And point and click that bitch.
Oh yeah, I'm down.
Wow, he lit up like a visual novel.
I'm down. I see those on Steam all the time, and I'm like, I'm kind of curious to fucking click on that shit. 11 hours. That makes sense because I did click on Game Facts to see how far I was in, and I did get to like, you know, I think I needed like 6 more little chapters or whatever.
Hey, listen, dude, you owe on honor system, you'll at least half an hour. How about you put it down on normal or easy?
You can't change it once it starts. So, no, but...
Yeah, start over. Because...
No.
Because, listen...
I will beat the game.
Because you like the story.
The story's cool.
That's why you
I want to know who the fuck killed that guy. I want to know.
The ending's pretty crazy.
The sheriff is hilarious.
So play it on easy.
And have you ran into the clown yet?
Play it on
Ransom
easy.
The clown?
Yeah, that guy's good. Yeah. I played the clown part. I played up to the girl that wants to be the developer. I played enough, right?
Yeah, you got a good amount.
Yeah, see, yeah. Duh.
Yeah, but you were getting frustrated on how long it took.
Oh, yeah, because I was playing it hard.
And
yeah.
Hold on.
A little more.
But I'm not blaming the developer. I'm blaming... So sometimes...
It's just played it on easy.
Yeah, sometimes developers say, oh, it's harder? Let's just up the hit points. And maybe their version of that, more things to click on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if that's your biggest concern... You could play something on easy, enjoy the story, and just breeze on through.
The difficulty settings on a point-and-click adventure are different than a first-person shooter. So, on that game, I can't remember how they handle it, but I think they'll take away things that make it easier to figure things out.
It's making me click on more stuff.
Yeah, I don't even play those games on hard, so I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah,
no. Some games, like the Deponia series, you can hold down the space bar. Because your biggest complaint, I totally understand this, because I played enough of these games, and it's super annoying to just, go over the whole screen and just click on everything to see what's you can interact with.
Yeah.
But on the Deponia series, you can actually hold spacebar and it'll just highlight, okay, these are all the objects you can interact with. But that game is some of their puzzles don't make any sense. So you got to get real creative with that.
I thought some were really cool. And then the whole little hint system where the first time you see it with a clown, we're like, oh, you know, if you need any hints for the game, dial this number, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Then you actually come up to a phone, you dial that number, and it's like, hey, you're playing Thimbleby Park. Do you need a hint? It's really cool. I thought that was really neat. The clown part was really fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Ransom the clown.
The new agent is funny. It's very cliche, very funny.
Yeah, it takes place in the 80s, right?
Yeah, dude, the game's entertaining. Honestly,
the story is almost built like a modern TV series, like an HBO series,
yeah,
where everybody has their own little storyline going on, and they all start to kind of connect together, and then it's building towards something at the end.
But I feel like I was thinking about it way too much. I started analyzing the game way too much, where I was like, maybe I should leave the guy agent in this part of the town and the girl agent in that part of the town, because you can switch between the agents.
Yeah.
And this will have me progress in the game faster.
Yeah, usually solutions are simpler than you think.
I was trying to come up with
and after you play so many of them, you kind of start to get the pattern of some of them. I think it's easier for me having played so many point and click adventures, but still sometimes they can throw you for a loop. One of the biggest examples is back in the monkey, Monkey Island.
Yeah.
There was a part where you had to make a monkey wrench, but they don't have that term outside of the U.S. So people who played it in the U.K. were like, what the fuck's a monkey wrench? How do you take a wrench and a monkey and make a monkey wrench? That doesn't make any sense. Same in Day of the Tentacle. There's a part where you have to make it rain.
I have that game too.
The solution to doing that is to wash your car, because one of the developers, his dad would always say when you wash your car, it always rains afterwards. So that was your hint. Oh, it's got to rain. Well, there's a car over there. Maybe I should wash it.
That's funny.
But, not everyone really knows that. I think that's kind of a common thing, but still, that seems like a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're kind of at the whim of the developers and their... It's almost like a window into their mind and how they think, and sometimes that just doesn't click with me or who's ever playing.
Yeah. But I'll be honest, the game's good.
Oh, it's a good game.
Yeah.
So Cheese up next. For next week.
Oh, yeah.
Gee, do you think you have spare 3 hours to play something that we make
in
you play?
In fact, after tonight, I have the next 3 days off.
All right. So so my idea was, she doesn't play a lot of single player stuff. So I wanted to give her a really good single player experience. So my idea was Wolfenstein 1 or 2.
Have you played those games?
Or Doom.
I've never played Wolfenstein, and I haven't played Doom since then.
Doom.
Yeah, I'd say Doom.
You play Doom?
Doom what?
2016.
Doom 2016. Okay, yeah. I'll play it. I'll probably own the fuck out of that game, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'll probably have the best time of my life.
I played it on hard, completely
false, by the way. I do play a lot of single player.
Yeah, she plays a good amount.
I play a lot of them. I just don't finish them.
I see.
Yeah.
I played it on hard. I had no issues.
Why the fuck does she get a fun game and I get fucking Thimbleweed Park?
Yeah.
Because it's... I don't know. We all agree.
I don't know. Is there a genre that she doesn't play very much? That would be better?
I want to think of something just like. Did you play Sims?
Honestly, I think Doom's a really good answer because
it's the first.
I'm gonna have a really good
it's
time.
A first person shooter and you have a lot of fun. Yeah, yeah. No, you should play like Black Desert Online or something.
I kind of want to do some Grand Theft Auto role playing because
no, but GTA that'll be on the side. I'm down to play that with
let's
you.
Let's give her exactly what she wants. No,
that happened. Okay, you have to play that card game where you have to make it.
What about like a Total War?
How about Superland? She has to play Superland.
Stop.
That's a single player adventure game and it's been getting really good reviews.
You can't cheat anymore.
Right
you have
now.
To pay 3 hours.
I could play
you can't
Doom.
Cheat anymore.
I didn't cheat.
No, you said an hour and a half of that was AFK. That's not okay.
That's a joke.
I should play a hentai
no,
game.
No, actually, no, dude. Play the game on hard and actually really get into it. I actually went really far. I did. So by the time I got to that thing and then all the town exploring I did, I went to every part of the town. Mm-hmm. It was, dude.
You know, the thing about those games,
it takes a long time to walk.
It takes a while, and like figuring out puzzles, that takes different people a different amount of time. So it could take you a long time, could take you a short time.
You put it on hard, too, which you probably put a bunch
of
red.
The thing about point and clicks, too, is you can always look them up and just breeze through the game as well. But then that kind
of
kills the experience.
Yeah, of course. I didn't want to go
that
really.
Usually in a point and click, there's always at least one time where I have to look something up.
Are we sticking with Doom?
We're going to go with Doom?
Tropico.
Breath of the Wild.
The cheap one.
Either Doom or I'm throwing out a Total War game. Take your pick.
Oh, shit, Total War.
Any Total War game. Because you've
never
played any
of
those.
Wait, next week we'll get her with the...
Yeah, no. Actually,
next time she comes around.
I want to think about it. I want to think about this
I'll
game.
I'll just go play Nightmare and Doom. I'll play the hardest level in
there
Doom.
There you go.
I'll play the hardest level in Doom.
Okay.
Doom on Nightmare. Yeah, we got a listener on here doing it. All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Doom on Nightmare. For 3 hours and stream it. I want to see how frustrated you are.
Can you play?
No, Sniper. No. Dude,
wait,
I can't.
Wait, can you play Doom on Nightmare?
Can you play Nightmare before you beat it on a regular mode?
I don't know.
Just play it on the hardest mode you can.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
It's a good game.
God damn it. It's like we told you to go suck a bunch of dicks and her to go swim in money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I get it.
Seriously, I gagged so many times. It was disgusting.
It's because, hypothetically, since I was not here.
The good thing I like to swallow, right?
Since I was not here to discuss what game you would play, do you know what game I would suggest, I have suggested as
which
your
game?
Homework?
Which game?
You have to have an answer.
I know. I thought she had something coming.
Yeah.
Like.
I thought that was a really long dramatic pause. This is going to be good.
Anyways.
Honestly, I have no idea. I would have probably just
anyways,
went with
it. Game of Thrones.
let's
wrap this
Game
up.
ESO has been tickling my butthole. I want to play it, but I need
We had a couple people playing.
Yeah, Fast and Days are playing it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind jumping
MMO.
In
I think
again.
It's a great MMO.
Ray, I would have had you play VR chat.
Oh, that would be so cool.
He likes it. He already played it.
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How about some DDR?
What are you playing next?
DDR.
DDR.
Chi.
The funk.
Chi.
DDR.
Ooh. Yeah, lose some weight, bro.
Really, Amelia, from you?
Thank you.
You said no butt, all gut.
No butt, all gut. That is right.
Oh, thank you.
Chi, what are you playing next week?
Thank you. Thank
Doom.
You.
Doom.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Huh?
Ray? What are you playing next week?
Oh, I don't know.
You gonna try auto chess?
I have Coachella next weekend.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, we got to record on Monday.
We're recording on Monday.
All right.
Is that happening?
That should work.
Coachella. Yeah.
China. By the way, if there's anyone close to Palm Springs, you guys can come cruise it. I'm just saying. We rented a mansion.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's like $4,000 for like the whole weekend.
Sounds like
we have
TwitchCon.
A pool. Yeah, it's like TwitchCon, but we did it for Coachella. If anyone wants to come and chill and say hi to me, just me, cruising to Palm Springs, I'm going to be there for Coachella. But I leave Thursday. I come back Monday. Monday, if you guys are down to the episode on Monday, you guys want to be on there.
Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Ray, and myself, Coachella Chili, Chi Chi's. Everybody, bye.
Yeah.
Chile. I don't know how Chile got in.
Do a Ugandan accent with titties. Show me the titties.
That's kind of hard.
How do you do it?
Show me. Let me show you the way to the titties.
Let me show you the way to the titties. The titties and the chichis.